evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station. This is Eagle FM, and today I'm joined by my flock. I'm joined by my conglomerate. I am joined by fruit of my womb. I am joined by my people. I'm joined by my children, guys, because they didn't want to stay at home or whatever. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi, hoo ha.
Hi, mommy.
How you guys doing?
Bye, yummy.
Oh, hey, guys. I know. Didn't we practice?
We did practice.
But you're not supposed to be holding the mic, Elo. It's like the mic must sit in between you and Deshi. And then you guys just talk into the mic because the volume is nice and loud. You guys can quickly listen on the earphones, and then you guys hear how you guys sound. I did say something, guys.
So, guys, today we're going to be talking
What's
about
your name?
Family. My name is Hilma Mulu.
Mm-hmm.
Primus Amadila.
Uh-huh.
Natasha Gubane.
Uh-huh.
My name is Elizabeth Bulu.
Uh-huh. Okay. Clock it.
Clock it.
Please, guys, understand that there's a man here.
Okay, fine. We can clap hands also, sir. Right. Okay, as the women, we clock, and Mr. Amadila, we clap, right? Like, yeah, no problem. So what are we talking about today, my people?
Family.
All right, what about family?
Family, we love each other and we care about each other.
What are you talking about,
Stella? And friendship.
Mm-hmm. So we are gonna talk about how we take care of each other as family, as friends, how to love each other and all that, guys. So we're gonna go into it, so yeah.
What are we?
Let's dive into it.
Okay, let's dive into it. Okay, the number in studio is 083-288-401. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to participate in our conversation today we're talking about family. Today we're talking about each other. We're talking about loving each other. We're talking about everything under the sun. So, Ellie, what does family represent to you? Or we can start with Elo also.
Love.
Okay, what about love? Move closer to the mic, Nana.
Life, kindness.
But move closer to the mic.
Love and kindness.
Okay, love and kindness. What about love and kindness, my boy? Okay, Hilma?
So, our family is like how to take care of each other as family, how to love each other, and how to help if there's a problem in a family, bring up meetings and solving all the problems.
Okay. And you, Natasha, what do you think a family is?
I think about family, sometimes we must also agree what we always want.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Elizabeth? What do you think a family is? Don't worry about it. It's just us. It's just
family. You need to take care of each other, to treat other people the same, or you wish them to treat you. That's family. Okay. And we need to take care of each other every single time. And you need to, be together. Don't talk bad to each other. That's family. Nice.
Okay, but are you guys nice to each other?
Kind of.
When? What do you mean, kind of, Natasha?
Sometimes we don't even agree what we want to. Sometimes people talk about other people bad things.
Okay, like who? You guys talk to each other about bad things. What? Like you guys scanner? You guys gossip?
No.
Okay, Chomi.
Neta biki.
So I don't gossip about other people.
Oh, okay. Are you a good person?
Yep.
How do you know?
Because I don't talk about other people behind their back.
Oh, you talk about them in front of their back?
No.
Like in front of their faces?
No.
Like straight? Like you just don't talk anything? Yeah. Like, but I've heard you, Natasha, I'm your mother. Huh?
Sometimes. Sometimes I do.
Hey! Like you guys are having a whole interview with your mom. Don't forget. So I know that it's radio, but I'm still your mother. So, and you, Ndeshi? What else, guys? Give me the juice. Give me the juice. So what?
So I'm a good person. I'm a good big sister. Mm-hmm. I try to like be a good one, but sometimes these people they take advantage of it. So I'm trying my best to be one. And I love them so much. Like, they are the best. And mommy, you are the best. I love you so much, mommy.
Am I not just the best because I brought you to work?
No.
Cap, guys. Cap. Cap.
Elu told us that you tell us along because we are going tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
That's why you tell us.
You must not do those things. You must not talk nicely to each other.
Mommy, I thought that you bring us here because you're going tomorrow and you wanted to spend time with us, at least for the day. Yeah, that's what I thought, and then I told the others.
Oh, okay. Do you guys feel like I work a lot?
Yes.
Too much.
Judas.
Sometimes it's like
Judas.
3 minutes or 4 minutes.
No, Chummy. Like hours.
I find it unfair.
Okay, why do you find it unfair?
You work for a lot. You work a lot. You just have at least an hour to rest and then back to work.
How do you feel about that?
Feel bad for you.
For me, I'm cool with it, but sometimes you just want to spend time with you, talk stories.
Am I a fun mom?
Yes.
Only Elo said no.
I said yes, mama.
You said no.
I said yes.
Okay.
But that's where the money's coming from, so no cap, bro.
We can't do anything.
So we cannot able to stop you.
Yeah.
Even though I want to so badly.
Okay. What do you guys want me to be doing?
We want you to stay at home.
Oh, okay.
No. And
I don't want you to be staying at home like every single day. Only sometimes.
Only when it conveniences you guys. Only when it suits you.
Yeah, to spend time with you.
Only when we feel like you must spend time with
us. Oh, okay. Only when you guys feel like it.
Yes.
So other times.
You should go to work so you can go to work. Money for school.
Like for projects. For school.
Food. Water.
Electricity, Wi-Fi. Clothes, shoes, everything.
Therapy sessions. Also to take care of the house. Yes.
So we are going to friendships. So how to have good friends and bad ones.
Okay, so what is... Okay.
Let me start with me.
All right.
First of all, I have a friend.
Yeah.
That is kind of like I don't know what's going on with her, and sometimes she just hits people that talk behind her back. And like, she's also a good friend to me. Like we've been friends for 4 years.
Oh, since grade one.
Yep.
Okay. Is she nice?
Kind of.
But what do you mean by kind of?
Like she's kind of mean and kind of kind.
Oh, so she's like half.
Yes.
Okay. Is she nice to you all the time?
Yep.
But then she's not nice to everybody else around all the time.
Most
only
of
sometimes.
The time.
Okay. Why do you think that is?
I don't know.
Is it just maybe her personality?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. And you are always nice to everyone?
Yeah.
Especially for my enemies.
For your enemies, you've got enemies, girl.
Yes, I
girl!
Girl!
Okay, you've got enemies? You're grade four, you got enemies.
Yep.
Okay, so.
Ever since grade one,
you have enemies, Chomi. Tell me about it, sis.
Her name is Michaela.
Oh no.
Michaela.
No, let's
okay, the Michaela from school, right?
Yep.
Okay. Why is she your enemy?
She pushed me.
She pushed you?
Yes.
And then you decided like for life. We're gonna be enemies. I'm not gonna forgive you for 4 years because you pushed me in grade one. You just decided like that's it.
Not in grade one.
When did she push you?
This year.
Okay, so she pushed you in grade four.
Yes.
Then why is she like so she's your sworn enemy now in grade four?
Yeah.
Oh, show me. Okay, please proceed. Okay. Elizabeth.
I have a friend. Mm-hmm. Her name is Elizabeth.
Oh, also, they are the gangs of Liz's. Yeah, yes. Elizabeth's.
Okay, she has a friend.
Yeah.
Her name is Francisca.
Uh-huh.
That girl.
You guys are name dropping on this radio. Okay. Luckily, none of your people are famous. But anyways. It's not like we're talking about George Bush or anything. Francina and Elizabeth. Yes.
Okay, like, she's my enemy because sometimes.
Enemy.
Like.
Me enemy.
When you're writing a summary, she just come and hit you like this instead of you, like, she must just call your name and talk to you nice instead of hitting you. Then, like, she'll be like, check that boy. She always like boys. Like, and always when you're writing a test, be like, look at that boy, bruh. She told me that what those things.
Mm.
Yeah. And, like, she always like walking around.
Mm.
I don't know why.
It, like, okay, but why is she your enemy? That just sounds like a person that you don't like. Your enemy, guys. Enemy. Enemy is like, when you guys are going to war and you have to kill this person. Because, like, the devil is our enemy. You know?
That's how
there
I
was
feel.
A day that I told her straight that you must stop hitting people instead of you talking to them.
Why did you say people? Why didn't you just say me? You must stop hitting me.
Because she like hitting also others.
So you were defending the whole battalion?
Yes.
What's that? And hello, you?
You are hearing me in your phone for long.
Hmm.
So, guys, I have a friend.
Yeah.
Her name is Janet. She's the best, guys.
Okay, she's the best.
She's the like, best. Shout out to her, guys.
Shout out to Hawkins Janet. She's the best.
Like, clock it.
High five it for Elu as well. Yeah.
She's the best because...
Okay, hold the line.
Okay.
Cyber threats are no longer just an IT problem. They are a risk to our national security and the core of our economy. Join various leaders and industry stakeholders at the 3rd Namibia International Cybersecurity Conference and Exhibition, NICSC 2026, taking place from the 22nd to the 24th of April at Arabush Travelodge in Windhoek. Corporate early bird registrations close on the 31st of March. So register now at dstech.com.na. NICSC 2026. Securing Africa's digital future.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly,
an economic scandal. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the matriarch and her flock, her offspring, her children. All right, so I brought my children with to work today because, guys, like, I'm tired of the sad faces. Like, as you guys heard, apparently, they wish I didn't work so much, and I only rest for an hour, and I'm always gone, I'm always at work. So I decided that I'm gonna drill you guys. And then they also still have to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning to still go to school. It is what it is. If they go and sleep in class tomorrow, at least they will learn, and it is what it is. So, okay, so you were not done, Elizabeth, you said.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay, my friend Elizabeth, she's a nice friend. She's my best friend.
Okay, so you have an enemy, Elizabeth, and then you have a friend, Elizabeth, and then Francina.
No.
Okay.
I have a friend.
Talk to me, sis.
Elizabeth.
Uh-huh.
And an enemy, her name is Francisca.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Elizabeth, she's my best friend. She's not my enemy. She's not my enemy. It's only the other girl, Francisca, she's my enemy because sometimes she's annoying, very annoying. Even though you're not in the mood, she just comes at you and just hits you.
Oh, yeah, she hits you like, oh my goodness, I'm walking from there like, what? Or is it like, I was saying move. Like, because sometimes, you know, they are most those, I don't want to say vambu menas. Mara, oshimashia, like, okuhumon tukorutu. Antumbiaye kore kuhumon tukorutu. Like, even when shata nyoro. Then the person like and then beats you like that. Is it like that?
Yeah. Like she comes from then and just come check bruh, check that boy. Like
but that was not an enemy, man.
Oh no.
It's a person that you love.
Oh no, it's actually just a person that irritates you.
Yeah.
And something that they do irritates you. But enemy is such a strong word, guys. Like to have an enemy. Like even the one that's in grade 4 having an enemy. Like she's my enemy because she pushed me. How, guys?
And so, as I was saying about my friend Jeanette, why
you don't have enemies?
No, I don't.
Nah. Why don't you have enemies?
Because I try not to have one. I just stay on my own lane, so I only have one friend in school, so we all stay together. If people are hating on me, I'm not going to hate on them back, so I'm just going to be on
my own. Why would they hate on you, ma'am?
Because all the boys wants to be my friend.
Oh, they want to be your friends. And then they like boys. Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, because you are grade 10 and you are like a teenager.
Yes.
And then, teenager stuff. Like, okay, cool. I get it.
Even this other boy in my class likes sitting with me. And then the girls now are hating with me because...
How do you know they are hating on you, Chomi?
Because the side eye they are giving me whenever I'm with Nero, they are always...
Hey, you're even name dropping. Just... This is how you know that a person has conversations with their children, because even when you take them to radio, they forget, because it's just a normal conversation with their mom. But okay, so even if you are sitting with that friend from yours from school, ne? And then like they give you side eyes. They just side eye.
And then they always come and distract me when I'm with him, talking with him like
distract you how?
Okay, we start a conversation in class and then they just come, Nero, please, let's go.
So you're one of the kids that talk in class?
No.
You just said so.
I only talk in class.
You just said, well, even when I'm talking in class, eh? I don't know.
Okay.
Where's the purple?
I don't really talk in class, so my name is not written in that book. So we only get time to talk in class when the teacher is done teaching. So there's a time. So when I start talking, they come, they're like, Nero, please do this for me. Blah, 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 blah. And I just look at them and like, okay, it's fine, you can go. And sometimes I don't even like him sitting with me because I don't like people
too much drama
me like that.
Like
I don't
that,
like
ne?
Stories.
Oh, yeah.
But in primary school, I used to like stories, guys. Yo.
Ne, you changed.
I fought.
You fought?
With my best friend.
Was that about what?
It was.
Do you remember even?
I remember everything. Okay. I'm never going to forgive her. Okay, but I forgive her for now.
Because you're Jesus' child.
Okay, yeah.
Didn't forget.
She had a boyfriend. The boyfriend was my friend, my best friend.
In primary school.
In primary school. And the boy was in my class. And he's so short. He's like my son at that time.
A son. Yeah.
So
Nicki Minaj. Which I use as my son. Okay.
So at that time I did not know they were dating, so I did not even care. And then
I know what does okay wait before we go far. What do you guys? Yes, Natasha.
I was listening.
Oh, okay. Elu, do you have something to contribute to Ed, or do you just want to be a listener? How's school?
I mean, school is not bad. Yeah. That's because my two best friends, my only true best friend I have ever had, left the school.
Oh, okay.
So now I'm left with...
Those other people.
Those other people that don't really pay attention to me.
Mm.
Like, stand up for me like how Josma and Joel did.
So now you miss them.
And Othniel.
And Othniel is also not there.
Yes.
So now school is a bit difficult.
Yes.
But you can stand up for yourself, right?
I can. But then, if I talk to one person, that person's friend will jump in. Then it's going to be the whole class versus one.
The whole class versus
one, yes.
Sure.
The whole class hates me.
Hates you?
Yes.
That's such a strong word.
Okay, doesn't like me.
Why do you feel like they don't like you?
I don't know.
What makes you feel like they don't like you? But you guys also gang up on other kids. And then you guys also just laugh at other kids. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Nope. Yes.
Come on.
The only true friend I have.
No, I'm not just about your true friends, honey. No, it's not just about your true friends. Let's talk about it, right? Because I'm sure in 365 days, you're not the only laughing stock. And I'm sure in the whole class, everybody has moments, ne, where they do something that is funny and everyone laughs. Because you have come home and told me about things that have happened that were funny in class and you guys laughed. So now, how do you think the person that is being laughed at feels? Don't they feel like your whole class hates me because all of you guys are laughing at this one thing that this one person did? Does that justify hate, Elo?
We only laugh once the person also laughs.
Yeah, but okay, but you know, your mind is otherwise. You like your mind is so advanced, right? That you know how to pretend like it was not funny that you fell, so that you don't laugh.
It wasn't funny.
It was. Come on. Then how come it's funny when mommy falls? You see. Then how come it's funny when Deshi falls or when Natasha falls or when Ellie falls? It's funny.
Because they will also laugh.
Yeah, but you know how to pretend like you are not going to laugh. Like it's not funny.
Not to make the person feel bad.
So everybody must just keep quiet even though it's funny.
Yes.
That you're...
Technically.
That's what you feel. Mm-hmm. That everybody must just pretend like that joke that we saw there and that funny thing that we saw there is not funny because that other person's feelings will be hurt. But yes. Even that other person knows that this is funny. Because even they laugh.
Yes, then's the only time that when we can laugh.
But isn't it that maybe you just want to be the only one that can make fun of others, but others can't make fun of you?
I don't make fun of others.
How do you know?
I don't make fun of others.
How do you know?
Nice, I don't call them names. I don't do stuff to them that make them upset.
Why? How do you know? Because I know that you do a few things to me that upset me, and I do a few things to you that upsets you, and everybody does, actually. I do a few things to Ndeshi and a few things to Natasha and a few things to Ellie. You know, we upset each other. It's human nature. So how do you know? How do you know that I'm not upset about something? Food for thought, Mos. Something to think about? Yeah? Like how do you, because we can't really determine, right? How we know that someone is upset. Not unless they tell us like, yeah, I'm upset with you. I'm so sad, okay? Like, you know? Like, I'm so sad. But if you are anything like me, I just keep quiet when somebody upsets me. Right?
Yes.
Yeah, I just keep quiet when somebody upsets me. So how would you know that I'm upset if I'm quiet?
When I can tell when you're quiet. When you're quiet, I can tell you're upset.
But I'm also quiet when I'm working. Mm-hmm. I'm also quiet when I'm concentrating. I'm also quiet when I'm eating. I'm also quiet when I'm meditating. I'm quiet a lot. The only time I'm talking is when I'm talking to you guys, when I'm talking on the phone, or when I'm talking to a client. That's it. But apart from that, if you guys chose that we are going to spend the whole weekend without talking, I have no problem.
What?
I know. So I'm quiet a lot. That's why I can come home, go to the room, rest. Unless someone call me. I'm what?
Talking.
The time you're gonna
talk. Yeah. The whole time I'm just quiet. I can just, like, so how will you know if I'm upset or not? If I'm always quiet? You won't. Huh? Bye? Yeah. No, there's no right and wrong answer, guys. Because this, we are having a conversation. You know, the beauty of this conversation, Nanas, is that all of you guys are different ages. We are different genders. and we're having different experiences, right? So when our audience is listening to us, right, they are also taking it from those kinds of perspectives, right? Elizabeth is grade 8. Neshi is grade 10. Elu is grade 5. And Natasha is grade 4. These are all different dynamics. We have all different emotions. We are all going through our own struggles. And I'm 35, right? We are going through our own struggles in our own era, in our own time. And we are going through our own joys. So there's no right and wrong answer. Yes. There's no right and wrong answer. I just want us to be free enough the way we are always free at home. Mm-hmm. So that we can talk and decipher a few things, right? So that maybe there are parents out there that don't understand that their grade 5 son is going through this at school. Like when, like he lost 3 of his friends at the beginning of the year, like literally they all went to a different schools, and it's sad, you know? And maybe they don't know that their child is not happy about that. And when we have a conversation like this, they can hear us. And they'll be like, oh, okay, so maybe my son is not too happy about that, you know? And then we can be like, oh, okay, then we understand, you know? But if we don't talk about it, then nobody can really understand. Nobody can understand, right, that there are teenage girls that don't have any interest in boys because they're just trying to make it. They're just trying to help their mothers. They don't want boyfriends. They don't want nothing. They want to go to church. They sing in the choir. That's all they want to do. And yeah. So it's nice to have conversations like this. You know, people don't understand that grade fours, they've got enemies, dog. Like straight up. Like, whoa. They got enemies, but let's go for a quick advertisement break.
Bye, guys.
We will return.
Efiloshisho otalikulandula kona vewayuk. Ekwashili palekolo maruendo paiwano kupitila mo NHB. O atuka teleko meshwe kwashili palekolo asfika mafio pe dola emiliona omlongo danamibia. Moshi yoshe tukeshe kuyanja omakwafo unamiti enashane filo shisholo paulumo mumbu. Kwa avoveli ponje yoshilongo, shijoshi topo washo ijo yetu, tashiningwa inapawe banando ishoshe layash. Opo umone ya kulolo polis mwule ominute disyonailela, lishangifako nhp.com.na omanga ino ya moruendo. Ponjeo Shilong, Emangono Malandula Fano, or Dodino Kulandurwa. NHP, rooted in care for you.
Your health, your life, your peace of mind. NHP, we're about you.
What did you say? Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm here with my flock, my offspring, my children, and we are having a conversation of ages. Welcome back. Mm-hmm. So let's talk. Come on, guys. Mm-hmm.
I'll talk here the first
time. No, you can talk, Natasha.
I have recently joined soccer for my school club.
Okay. How's that going?
It's going pretty well. Mm. Sir said I should play in defense, but I can't play in defense.
Why?
Because I don't have the body for defense.
Oh, okay. Defense, you have to be chubby or what?
I have to be...
Tall? Leash? Oh, what do you have to be? What type of body do you need for defense?
I have to be buff.
Okay.
I'm in the position of being a right wing.
I like the fact that you use the word buff. You know, that's very kind. I like that. Thank you, Elo.
You're welcome.
Yeah. It's like a support group in my house. Like a whole support group that we have. Don't do that.
What? Don't do laughing.
That. That's, but come on, you know that you're not. Like, but yeah, it's like a whole support group. Like, okay, I like the fact that you use buff. Because that means you don't patronize and you don't insult others. And you don't use bad words like fat and what. Buff? I like that. Well done, Ellen. Okay. Neki City.
So you have to...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have to be buff.
You have to be buff to play in defense.
Mm.
You can have skinny, but you can be slim.
Yes.
But then you can also... Clock it.
Clock it, bro. You can be slim. Yes.
You can also be slim as a defender, but you have to have strength.
Oh, okay. So in strength, you're not developed the strength yet?
Yes, not really.
Not yet.
In the stage of the boarding.
Oh, what, I mean, the what here?
For boarding.
Oh, for boarding is like pushing each other.
Yes, with a shoulder.
Oh, with a
shoulder.
Like this. Oh, like pushing.
Yes, like rugby almost.
Like rugby almost, so that you guys can get the ball with your feet. Oh, I think we should actually go and start watching Elo at his soccer things.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be great. Mm-hmm. A gang of women. Go, Elo! Okay, all right, so.
And spending more time with mommy.
How's that?
You guys will be meeting us this year with the new Eagle FM members.
What's that? Pulling heartstrings, we are clocking it. me and my gang. Okay, so, all right. So, eventually, tell us about your soccer. I know you have a very big interest in soccer. So, tell us.
Yeah, I have a very big interest in soccer. I find it very fun.
Wow. Okay. So, now, which position do you play?
I'm supposed to show myself as a defensive midfielder.
Okay, what does the defensive midfielder do? I'm sorry, but you just have to school me like a grade one here.
Defensive midfielder is that one midfielder that adds to the defensive line.
Okay, so there's a defensive line?
Yes, there's the...
No, don't look. Don't be annoyed.
There's the double center back. There's the double center back in the middle. Then you have the right back and the left back.
Okay. You are...
Goalkeeper behind.
Okay.
So then we have the defensive midfielder.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the left midfielder and then the right midfielder.
Okay.
Then in front, we have the attacker.
Mm-hmm.
We have the striker.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have the left wing and the right wing.
Okay.
So I'm supposed to be playing back at the back line as a defensive midfielder. And I wear number 17.
Okay.
Yes.
That's wonderful. And not going to school now? Are you not going to ruin your chances?
I can show myself next week.
Sure. I can show myself. Yo, like it's tough there at Soccerville. Ah. So who's your favorite soccer player?
My favorite soccer player at school.
Oh, at school you have a soccer. You have a favorite soccer player at school. Oh, okay.
My favorite soccer player at school is Jerry Paul. He's my idol.
And why is he okay? What? How old is he?
He's 13.
Oh, he's 13. So he's like in grade 7, 6.
No, he's in grade 5.
Guys. Oh, is he a really good soccer player?
Yes.
Okay, Jerry Paul.
Jerry Paul, yes, well known as JJ.
He's a very good soccer player.
He wears number 10.
Okay. What is an idol to me, brother?
Okay. An idol is someone you look up to.
Okay, you look up to him in soccer?
Yes.
Only?
Yes.
All right.
No, I look up to him at soccer in the school.
Oh, okay.
But then... In football, I look up to 2017-2016 Neymar.
Prime Neymar. What is that?
Prime Neymar. It's when a player is in his best form.
Oh. Okay, I think we'll give this soccer thing a chance. Like, for real. I think you know what you're doing. Because I always used to think, right? And the reason I discourage soccer so much, I think it's because I always assumed that it was just playing games. But with the way you talk about it and the way you actually understand the sport and the way you know the positions and stuff, I think we will invest. Okay? You sold me. We will invest in soccer. We'll invest in soccer. We'll invest in the things that you need. We will invest in it.
Okay.
All right? So we'll do everything, the shebang. Look for a club, look for whatever. We'll do all of that.
I feel like AC is open.
Okay.
AC is opening up the chances.
Okay. What's an AC? Air conditioning. I'm just asking, guys. AC is opening up. Who is AC? What is AC?
It's a soccer club.
Okay, where?
Known as AC Julinho.
Okay, what's that? A soccer club. Where?
In Panyas Park.
Oh, okay, okay.
The side of Wanderers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like, for instance, there's AC here, then there's Wanderers, then there's Ramblers.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
So they're not pretty far from each other.
Oh, okay. All right. I think we will take up the opportunity, especially in the beginning of the year. I think we are only in March right now. And I think that, I think you have a good head on your shoulders when it comes to the sport. And I'm sorry I didn't listen.
I forgive you. I understand that you didn't understand the sport.
But you didn't explain it also nicely, say, I want to be a soccer player. Yeah, when other people talking pilot, I want to be a soccer player. You didn't tell me that I really understand the sport and I really love it and more.
I said mommy already knew.
How? How would I know if you don't say anything? How would
you
know?
You're my mother.
And?
Yeah, you told me that.
Have you ever seen my liver?
No.
But you're my son.
You told me.
You're my son. How come you don't know my liver?
Because I don't go in your body.
You came from there.
Aliso.
Hello. I know you only saw. No, you didn't see anything, but you are baby. I only saw your heart. I only saw your abdomen. I only saw your jajan. Okay, but that's the moral of what I'm trying to say is that I can't know unless you tell me in detail, the same way we are having this amazing conversation now. Okay, so you said your favorite player is 2018 and 2017 Neymar.
Yes.
Okay.
Neymar in his prime, Neymarcitos.
Neymar in his prime. So is he no longer in his prime?
Not really.
Why?
He's trash.
No, you cannot say trash on
he's
radio.
He still be trash. He can't do the tricks. He's getting injured too much. He likes faking. But he's still gonna be my favorite soccer player no matter what.
Okay, so you only like him in when he was in his prime, and now you're like,
for now.
So you guys don't like old people?
No. He's not old. He's standing.
Ma'am.
He's turning 34 this year.
He's turning 34, so he's no longer in his prime.
Yes.
So he's not doing.
But for now, my favorite player is from the youngest is. Let's go with Mbappe.
Okay, he's from where?
Spain.
Okay, from Spain.
Real Madrid.
Oh, okay.
Striker.
Oh, okay. How old is he?
He's 22.
24 this year. 24. Oh, so he's 24 this year.
Yes.
So how many soccer years does he still have left?
He just started his prime last year.
So his prime is new. So how long does a prime last?
As long as you keep on training.
Drinking?
Training.
Training.
Yes.
Okay, but all of them, even Cristiano Ronaldo, trains done.
You can be in your prime for...
You don't know soccer, Meme.
You can be,
oh, you also know soccer.
You can be in your prime for very long. You can be in your prime for very long. But as when you get older, you will not have that same speed that you had.
Oh.
Like
when we're younger.
Like example, Ronaldo is not as good as he was in 2020, 2022.
Cristiano.
Yes.
Ronaldo.
Yes, he was not that good.
Did you know that there was a Brazilian player that his name is Ronaldo?
Yes, Ronaldo Nazario.
Oh. Cool.
For my idol in the icons is Ronaldinho.
Ronaldinho?
Yes.
Okay, so Ronaldinho is considered to be an icon now.
Yes.
He's like a legend.
Legend.
Goat.
Legendary goat.
Oh, okay.
He's my goat.
Oh, greatest of all time?
Yes.
What made him great?
His skills.
His skills?
Yes.
What type of skills did he have?
I can't explain it. He's a magician.
A magician?
Yes.
Really? So, what did you think of, what was that one?
Neymar.
The other one. There was another one. Not Messi.
Ronaldo.
Maradona.
Do you know him?
Yes.
Okay, but how do you know all these old players as well, but you are 10 years old? Is it because
11.
He's turning 11 in August, ma'am. Yep. Yeah, so he's 10.
Thanks to more chaff and my other gaming experience, I got to learn more players.
Oh. So do they still represent these old players on new gaming sites and stuff?
Yeah, like FC Mobile, like FC 25, FC 26.
No, they still play those people like Maradona, Ronaldinho.
Yes, like Rivaldo also.
Thierry Henry.
Yeah, you know so many icons when I come.
Because those ones were my time. Drogba.
Who's Drogba?
Yeah, Drogba was a Chelsea player from Ivory Coast.
Drogba.
Cote d'Ivoire. Yeah.
Doesn't ring a bell.
Yeah, but he was an African player that played on Chelsea.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait.
And he was a legend, actually.
Oh, yeah, I remember. I didn't know him.
Yeah, so there's Thierry Henry. Like, yeah. So I know a few, but that was in my time. Right now, I have no idea who's kicking it at all. Ronaldo was also my time. But not Cristiano. Cristiano Ronaldo came in as I was exiting the soccer frenzy because I was not interested in it anymore. You know, Moskuku likes to watch soccer. Mm-hmm. So I knew those ones, like in that time, because we were forced to watch TV when she's watching soccer. So when I grew up and I wasn't able to be forced anymore, I stopped watching. Yeah. So, okay, so in soccer, you guys call those ones icons?
Icons, yes. Oh. Icons is like basically describing a legend.
Oh, okay. Greatest of all time.
Yes.
Mm.
Goat.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But the only person that deserves to be called a goat is, for me, there are three players who deserve to be called a goat.
Mm-hmm.
Is R9.
Okay, who's R9?
Ronaldo Nazario.
Okay, the guy from Brazil.
The Brazilian Ronaldo.
Oh, the Brazilian Ronaldo. Then okay. Oh, okay, R9.
Mm-hmm. Then we also have Pele.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then...
Okay, but there was also Balotelli.
Nah, not my type.
What was wrong with him? Is he also iconic?
Balotelli, yes, he's iconic.
Why? Because he's old?
Yes.
Okay, are you guys calling all the old people iconic?
No.
All right. Why was he iconic?
Because he's old.
did he play for it? He played for Italy, right? He was Italian. Balotelli was Italian.
Yes, he was Italian.
Okay. Italian. All right. Okay. So
my favorite icon goalies is Yashin, Casillas, and that's all.
Are those two people? Or is it a name and a surname?
They're two people.
Oh, okay. Yashin and Casillas.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. And in Namibian football?
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't know so much about other people's countries.
Okay. My favorite player in the Namibian team is David Otto.
David Otto, why?
Because he amazed me with his tricks.
Which trick?
The other time when we're playing versus this other country.
Mm. What is the other country wearing?
Green.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then he was tripling them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And who else do you know? Peter Shalulile?
Yeah, Peter Shalulile.
Uh-huh.
Who else? I don't like nothing about him.
Why?
I don't like anything about him.
Why?
I don't know. I'm not interested.
Are you jealous?
No.
Yeah, of his money.
I'm not jealous. I have my mother.
Hello. Maybe, okay, but why don't you like Peter? He's very celebrated.
I'm fine with David Otto.
Okay. And you have nothing to say about Peter Shalulile? No, no, no. Guys, chip in. The mics are there. Woo!
Listen.
Wow. Wow.
So brilliant.
Nah, it was like a whole interview.
Yep.
With a young MC. Like, you know who you should talk to? You should talk to our sports analyst, Hende, HD. One day I'll link you up and then you come and have a Sunday show with him and you guys talk soccer stuff. Like, I think that he would appreciate that. Yeah, because it seems like you have you convinced me.
I really love soccer and I tried to convince you in the past, but you doesn't budge.
Yeah, I don't budge easy. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. You had to take me all the way to Eagle.
Yes.
For you to understand the way I understand soccer.
Yeah. Well, thank God for Eagle FM, right?
Yes.
Yes. So, like, yeah. Okay, so we're going to give it a chance. You, my audience is my witness today. Eh? The girls, they are my witness today that we are going to give soccer a chance and I'm going to clear my schedule, put that as also part of the priorities and I'm going to go into it and really look for the club and really look for an opportunity for you. I will. I promise. And the audience is the witness. What's that? Hey, what did you guys have to say? Come on, Natasha, you can't sleep. You asked to be here, ma'am. Okay, so
I really wanted.
No, talk. Stop whispering, Ellie, and just talk.
I really wanted to be in Nepal, but then I also wanted to be in tennis. But one thing, I don't like playing tennis.
Why?
It's just not my vibe.
Okay, what is your vibe?
Nepal.
Why do you vibe with it?
It's easier to play.
What do you mean it's easier? So you just like something because it's easier?
Mm-hmm.
Like literally, that's the only reason?
Yep.
Because it's easier. Yeah. So you like the easy way out?
Yeah. If I go to the hard part.
There's no hard part.
Elu told me there was.
But what does Elu know? Oh, because he's an athlete, so he plays. Okay, understood.
Goat.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you, Elizabeth and Hilma, move the mic.
So, my first sport is netball, but now my school does not have a netball court. We don't play netball anymore, which is so boring.
Why? Because you guys don't have a netball court?
Yes.
But there's Emma Wachenout.
They don't like us using that one.
Why don't they ask?
We do, but they refuse.
Who asked?
The principal.
Stop touching the mics.
The principal. The netball coach.
So Emma Wachenout is refusing for Auckland High's netball team to use their courts even though they are next to each other.
Yes, even the sports field, we did not use it this year, so we had to go to Yangmore. So we go do the sport because they refused. So, but it's fine. It's part of life.
All right, but there are other sports as well.
Like?
Hockey. Yeah.
Where can I go to?
At your school?
There's nothing.
Okay, what is at your school?
Athletes and soccer.
Soccer, but is there a girl soccer team?
No. It's only a girl that joins the boys to go play soccer because he knows how to play soccer.
Okay, so you guys can't learn. No.
There's no learning.
Is there?
You just have to do it because you have been doing it. You cannot join soccer if you don't know.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. But did you guys have a turn did you guys have a team previously?
Yes.
And then now the team has dissolved completely.
Since grade eight.
And so you guys had a team in grade eight?
Yes.
Aha.
And then it disappeared in grade 8 also. We only played 2 games. And so.
Okay, so what would you like for us to do?
I would like to join netball. But not for my school.
Not for your school?
Mm-mm. But now I'm in the environmental club.
Okay.
I get to go like 2 trips, cleaning the environment.
High five to the nerds. Yay! Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So now we're in the environmental club, but people are just there because they want to go for the trip. They don't want to clean, but.
Do you want to clean?
Yeah, I always clean, but only on Wednesdays and Thursdays sometimes.
Do you like it?
Yes.
Why?
It keeps our schools so clean and it will be so hygienic for us. And when we went to Itosha, we even learned how to clean, to recycle materials. It was so fun. Yeah.
Okay, so what do you want to be? What do you want to be, my darling?
I want to be I want to do chartered accounting. Or just a chartered accountant.
Why?
Because
you like money. Okay, but anyways, wait. Okay, yes, you can give an answer.
Because I would like to save other people's money, because now people's bank are being bankrupt so much. I want to keep their money safe and not have big eyes for their money. And just do my job, because that's what I wanted to be. Yes.
But you sound more like a person that is into helping other people.
Yeah.
So the thing that you want to become and the person that you are, they are not matching. What's your second option?
My second option is to do business.
I guess she's going to stop in me.
I'm not, mommy. I'm not going to disappoint me. I promise.
Hey, you're going to be the poor one.
No.
No, you're going to be the poor one, man.
No.
No, but you must now do. Okay, yes.
But maybe I can change when I go to university. Because science now, my school is not the best. So maybe I can change in university.
No, you don't have to change. I want you to find your passion. I want you to find your passion, and I want you to look at who you are and look at something that you're going to be able to do, whether there is a lot of money or no money, because you will still enjoy it and you will still love it. You understand?
Is that I don't really know what career.
Who told you that you should be a chartered accountant?
No one.
Oh, so you just woke up and you're like, chartered accountant.
Yeah, because I like money sometimes.
Really? Do you have accounting right now?
Yes, since grade 8.
Okay.
And I passed accounting, like, I think I was the first one, because I got 71% or something. And I got an award in that. Like, all my commerce subjects, I got an award in them.
Oh, okay. So. Shout out to the nerds. Love the nerds. Love you. Well done.
Love
Anna.
You too.
Okay. All right. So, okay. So if you've had it since grade 8, then I think that you really like money. And I think that you're going to make the money.
I promise.
Okay. Neki City.
My favorite sport is netball and athlete.
No, just talk.
I don't want to pronounce it.
It's okay.
Okay, my favorite sport is netball and
athletic.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Running.
Okay.
Running is my favorite sport because there was a day we went at Olympia.
Went to?
We went to Olympia. Then, supposed to become like first, but there was a girl who pushed me. Then I fell. Then they took me off the field.
Like the jacket. Then she pushed you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Netball is my favorite sport because, like, yeah, you can travel and go to other school or other country to go play.
So you guys like things because of the benefits. Because I didn't hear you guys. The only person that I heard, ne, I was talking about the game in itself, right, was Elu.
Yes.
But you people are like, I love netball because we go around the world and we travel and we go, like, ha. Then why don't you just become a tourist then? Because I don't hear you guys saying, kucha, like, oh, I love netball so much because, you know, there's a center and then there's a defender and then, you know, the position that I play. You guys are not talking about the sport in itself. You guys are talking about the benefits that come with the sport.
Okay.
In netball, no sleeping. Natasha.
There is a center.
No sleeping, my dear. You said, mommy, let's go. Ah, please give her the mic. Give her the mic.
Get the mic, girl.
Get the mic.
Yes.
No sleeping, Chomi. You said, mommy, sleeping. Let's go to work. Oh, my God. Yay. And then now here, we are looking at you. Like, you already know that your bedtime is 9 o'clock. And you know you are the lightest sleeper out of all of these gangsters.
It's Elu.
Who sleeps first?
It's not me.
Who sleeps first in life?
Ndeshi. Ndeshi. From Ndeshi, it goes to Natasha, then. I don't always sleep.
Yes, first.
That's because it's on school days. On weekends, I don't sleep.
Anymore. No, we're not talking about weekend, Mom. Today's a school day, so you're already used to today being a school day.
Yeah.
And you are sleepy.
I was not sleeping. I was just waiting
for other people to finish talking. Mm-hmm. Because you have great manners. Mm-hmm. I love that for you. Clock it.
Goeie nuus, Imba het nou nog beter geword. Ons het splinternuwe funksies bygevoeg om jou ervaring vinniger, beter en kragtiger te maak as ooit tevore. Is jy gereed om die volle potensiaal van Imba te geniet? Kry alle eksklusiewe funksies vir slegs $36 per maand of spaar selfs meer met ons spesiale intekenplanne. 5% afslag vir 'n 3 maande intekening, 10% afslag vir 'n 6 maande intekening en 25% afslag vir 'n 12 maande intekening. Kies die beste plan vir jou werk en geniet al die voordele wat Imba bied teen 'n onverbeterlike prys. Imba, waar die wêreld saamkom, laai dit af en teken vandag aan.
Alrighty, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here with my children and we're talking about them. We're talking about us. We're talking about family. We're talking about love. We're talking about everything and anything under the sun. And this is it. Today I decided to bring my offspring with me to work because I felt like we could have a very beautiful conversation because they are of different dynamics. They are of different ages. They are of different experiences and they have very different, wants and needs and likes. And I thought that it would be a great idea for us to actually have a conversation, and do so. So, all right. You two netball players. Okay. Wait, Natasha, what do you want to talk about, Mama? Because you are not sleeping.
I really just want to talk about sports because I don't do any sports. Oh. I don't know why.
Do you want to do sports?
Mm-hmm.
When?
Any day.
Okay, but in your class, right? Mm-hmm. Teacher announces when sports is and when you guys have to sign up for sports.
No, she doesn't.
Yes, she does. Yes, she does. I'm on the group. Yes, she does. She tells you guys, tennis practice or tennis what is today?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or it's going to be next week Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you now don't have an interest in that, like, who's going to sign you up, Mama?
I don't know.
You have to go. You have to ask teacher. I want to play tennis. I want to play hockey. I want to play netball. Where should I go? And they will take you. So you have to ask, because I wouldn't know, right? Mommy wouldn't know who to ask about what, but you are at the school, so you would know.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so, Hilma.
Yes, Mommy?
The netball players.
in the world? Name them.
I have no idea.
Then how do you... Elizabeth, name the netball players you know, Chomin. Come on.
I know.
Yes, yes, yes.
But I rely on the people that play for our school.
Okay. What are their names?
Hailey.
Mm-hmm.
Moshari.
Mm-hmm.
Limey.
Yeah.
Fakurwa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so those are like the four best netball players at your whole entire school.
Mm-hmm.
They're grade what?
Grade 4.
Oh, okay, cool. Okay, but then now you have netball players in your class. Then why don't you join the team, Mama?
I don't know why.
Why didn't you ask them? What do you like, Natasha?
I like playing netball.
Have you ever played it?
Yeah.
Where?
At Cuckoo's house.
We have played it together.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a boy, but I've been in a netball
match. Okay. Yeah, but you're a natural born athlete.
It was a little unfair.
Okay.
In that match.
Why?
Because
the referee was not fair.
No, because all the boys,
yeah,
that were new to netball were one team. Then the advanced people with the coach and the teachers who helped the
girls team. Now.
Yes.
The advanced people, team. Bro.
Okay.
Okay.
So it was last year. So my class teacher, Miss Mbishi, she decided to go on our team.
Mm-hmm.
So then we ended up going close.
Okay.
But they still won because they're the coach on our team, their team.
Okay.
So I found it unfair.
Yeah, but...
decided never to play netball again.
Okay, but it's also... Okay. It's
also a girl's sport.
All right. Cool.
Like, cool.
Yeah. It's all good. You guys whisper a lot and we can hear you guys whispering. What are you guys whispering about?
You said I'm at school first, but she can...
No, I said she must finish talking.
Oh, but you can also talk, Elizabeth. So, yeah. Talk to me, sis.
I don't know if Namibia is netball players.
How can you not know? Ah!
I only watch the one for the regions.
Ah!
Kawango West. I only watched it once in my life. Kawango East, Okakarara, whatever they call it, but I don't know.
No, don't call other people's whatever they call it. It's Okakarara, and you know it's Okakarara. Like, what do you mean? Oh, whatever they call it. It is Okakarara.
Okakarara.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think that's the... Opuo. Yeah, Otsonjonjupa.
The what?
Otsonjonjupa.
Excuse me.
Otsonjonjupa.
Otsonjonjupa.
Next. Try it, Natasha.
Jen.
I only know Kamango East.
No, but say the word that they are saying.
Otsonjonjupa.
Otsonjonjupa.
Othojonjupa.
Look
at me. I also tired. No, don't listen to me. I also tired. It's okay. Othojonjupa.
Othojonjupa.
All right.
So
let's just speak slowly when we say that one. Then we'll get it. Yeah, like.
Desha was talking.
So
okay, you didn't talk, Natasha. Talk to me.
What?
You were saying something. I heard you. You guys must stop touching the mics. What else? What's your favorite food?
KFC.
Oh, okay.
My favorite food is Kentucky Fried Chicken.
What is that?
My favorite food is pizza.
Pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
My favorite food is any food that my mother makes.
Thank you so much, superstar. Number 17. We are not allowed to be whispering here. Sorry. I'm at work.
Mommy?
Yeah?
Mommy, Mommy ask us who's our favorite Namibian artist?
We're going to do that. We're going to do that after the advertisement break. Please stay tuned.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Happy Juju, how are you? What are you doing? Why are you not picking up my phone?
Well, David Chumi, I'm just scrolling through my phone, going through my WhatsApp, my Facebook, and all that.
Serious, what's the time now?
Wait, it's almost 1800 hours! I need to tune into Eagle FM! Business Economic Segment is about to play now!
Yes, listen to Business and Economic Segment with David Chumi from 1800 hours to 1900 hours when we talk about business, economics, trade, and current affairs. Do not miss out if you want to learn and move forward with economic advancement.
Eagle FM. The eye. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past. Mm. And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, so we're doing that parenting thing tonight with my children, and also before we dive deeper into it, we just wanted to listen to a clip, right? And then my children and I will come back and we will discuss what was being said in the clip. So is how to parent successful kids, right? Without overparenting your children. So we're going to dive into that. We as Eagle Media House do not claim any ownership of the clip that we're about to play. It is strictly for learning and illustration purposes only. Thank you.
You know, I didn't set out to be a parenting expert. In fact, I'm not very interested in parenting per se. It's just that there's a certain style of parenting these days that is kind of messing up kids, impeding their chances to develop into their selves. There's a certain style of parenting these days that's getting in the way. I guess what I'm saying is we spend a lot of time being very concerned about parents who aren't involved enough in the lives of their kids and their education or their upbringing, and rightly so. But at the other end of the spectrum, there's a lot of harm going on there as well, where parents feel a kid can't be successful unless the parent is protecting and preventing at every turn and hovering over every happening and micromanaging every moment and steering their kid towards some small subset of colleges and careers. When we raise kids this way, and I'll say we, because Lord knows in raising my two teenagers, I've had these tendencies myself, our kids end up leading a kind of checklisted childhood. And here's what the checklisted childhood looks like. We keep them safe and sound and fed and watered. And then we want to be sure they go to the right schools, but not just that, that they're in the right classes at the right schools, and that they get the right grades in the right classes in the right schools. But not just the grades, the scores. And not just the grades and scores, but the accolades and the awards and the sports and the activities and the leadership. We tell our kids, don't just join a club, start a club, because colleges want to see that. And check the box for community service. I mean, show the colleges you care about others. And all of this is done to some hoped-for degree of perfection. We expect our kids to perform at a level of perfection we were never asked to perform at ourselves. And so because so much is required, we think, well, then of course we parents have to argue with every teacher and principal and coach and referee and act like our kids' concierge and personal handler and secretary. And then with our kids, our precious kids, we spend so much time nudging, cajoling, hinting, helping, haggling, nagging, as the case may be, to be sure they're not screwing up, not closing doors, not ruining their future, some hoped-for admission to a tiny handful of colleges that deny almost every applicant. And here's what it feels like to be a kid in this checklisted childhood. First of all, there's no time for free play. There's no room in the afternoons because everything has to be enriching, we think. It's as if every piece of homework, every quiz, every activity is a make or break moment for this future we have in mind for them. And we absolve them of helping out around the house. And we even absolve them of getting enough sleep as long as they're checking off the items on their checklist. And in the checklisted childhood, we say we just want them to be happy. But when they come home from school, what we ask about all too often first is their homework and their grades. And they see in our faces that our approval, that our love, that their very worth comes from A's. And then we walk alongside them and offer clucking praise like a trainer at the Westminster Dog Show. Coaxing them to just jump a little higher and soar a little farther day after day after day. And when they get to high school, they don't say, well, what might I be interested in studying or doing as an activity? They go to counselors and they say, what do I need to do to get into the right college? And then when the grades start to roll in high school and they're getting some B's or, God forbid, some C's, they frantically text their friends and say, has anyone ever gotten into the right college with these grades? And our kids, regardless of where they end up at the end of high school, they're breathless. They're brittle. They're a little burned out. They're a little old before their time, wishing the grown-ups in their lives had said, what you've done is enough. This effort you've put forth in childhood is enough. And they're withering now under high rates of anxiety and depression. And some of them are wondering, will this life ever turn out to have been worth it? Well, we parents are pretty sure it's all worth it. We seem to behave, it's like we literally think they will have no future if they don't get into one of these tiny set of colleges or careers we have in mind for them. Or maybe we're just afraid they won't have a future we can brag about to our friends and with stickers on the backs of our cars. Yeah. But if you look at what we've done, if you have the courage to really look at it, you'll see that not only do our kids think their worth comes from grades and scores, but that when we live right up inside their precious developing minds all the time, like our very own version of the movie Being John Malkovich, we send our children the message, hey, kid, I don't think you can actually achieve any of this without me. And so with our overhelp, our overprotection, overdirection, and handholding, we deprive our kids of the chance to build self-efficacy, which is a really fundamental tenet of the human psyche, far more important than that self-esteem they get every time we applaud. Self-efficacy is built when one sees that one's own actions lead to outcomes, not... There you go. Not one's parents' actions on one's behalf, but when one's own actions lead to outcomes. So simply put, if our children are to develop self-efficacy, and they must, then they have to do a whole lot more of the thinking, planning, deciding, doing, hoping, coping, trial and error, dreaming and experiencing of life for themselves. Now, Am I saying every kid is hardworking and motivated and doesn't need a parent's involvement or interest in their lives and we should just back off and let go? Hell no. That is not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is when we treat grades and scores and accolades and awards as the purpose of childhood, all in furtherance of some hoped-for admission to a tiny number of colleges or entrance to a small number of careers, that's too narrow a definition of success for our kids. And even though we might help them achieve some short-term wins by overhelping, like they get a better grade if we help with do their homework, they might end up with a longer childhood resume when we help. What I'm saying is that all of this comes at a long-term cost to their sense of self. What I'm saying is we should be less concerned with a specific set of colleges they might be able to apply to or might get into, and far more concerned that they have the habits, the mindset, the skill set, the wellness to be successful wherever they go. What I'm saying is our kids need us to be a little less obsessed with grades and scores and a whole lot more interested in childhood providing a foundation for their success built on things like love and chores. Did I just say chores? Did I just say chores? I really did. But really, here's why. The longest longitudinal study of humans ever conducted is called the Harvard Grant Study. It found that professional success in life, which is what we want for our kids, that professional success in life comes from having done chores as a kid. And the earlier you started, the better. That a roll up your sleeves and pitch in mindset, a mindset that says, there's some unpleasant work, someone's got to do it, it might as well be me. A mindset that says, I will contribute my effort to the betterment of the whole, that's what gets you ahead in the workplace. Now, we all know this. You know this. We all know this, and yet, in the checklisted childhood, we absolve our kids of doing the work of chores around the house. And then they end up as young adults in the workplace, still waiting for a checklist. But it doesn't exist. And more importantly, lacking the impulse, the instinct to roll up their sleeves and pitch in and look around and wonder, how can I be useful to my colleagues? How can I anticipate a few steps ahead to what my boss might need? A second very important finding from the Harvard Grant Study said that happiness in life comes from love, not love of work, love of humans, our spouse, our partner, our friends, our family. So childhood needs to teach our kids how to love, and they can't love others if they don't first love themselves, and they won't love themselves if we can't offer them unconditional love. Right. And so, instead of being obsessed with grades and scores when they come home, when our precious offspring come home from school or we come home from work, we need to close our technology, put away our phones, and look them in the eye and let them see the joy that fills our faces when we see our child for the first time in a few hours. And then we have to say, how was your day? What did you like about today? And when your teenage daughter says lunch, like mine did, and I want to hear about the math test, not lunch, you have to still take an interest in lunch. You got to say, what was great about lunch today? They need to know they matter to us as humans, not because of their GPA. All right, so you're thinking, chores and love, that sounds all well and good, but give me a break. The colleges want to see top scores and grades and accolades and awards, and I'm going to tell you, sorta. The very biggest brand name schools are asking that of our young adults. But here's the good news. Contrary to what the college rankings racket would have us believe, you don't have to go to one of the biggest brand name schools to be happy and successful in life. Happy and successful people went to a state school, went to a small college no one has heard of, went to community college, went to a college over here and flunked out. The evidence is in this room, is in our communities, that this is the truth. And if we could widen our blinders and be willing to look at a few more colleges, maybe remove our own egos from the equation, we could accept and embrace this truth and then realize it is hardly the end of the world if our kids don't go to one of those big brand name schools. And more importantly, if their childhood has not been lived according to a tyrannical checklist, then when they get to college, whichever one it is, well, they'll have gone there on their own volition, fueled by their own desire, capable and ready to thrive there. I have to admit something to you. I've got two kids I mentioned, Sawyer and Avery. They're teenagers. And once upon a time, I think I was treating my Sawyer and Avery like little bonsai trees that I was going to carefully clip and prune and shape into some perfect form of a human that might just be perfect enough to warrant them admission to one of the most highly selective colleges. But I've come to realize after working with thousands of other people's kids and raising two kids of my own, my kids aren't bonsai trees. They're wildflowers of an unknown genus and species. And it's my job to provide a nourishing environment, to strengthen them through chores, and to love them so they can love others and receive love. And the college, the major, the career, that's up to them. My job is not to make them become what I would have them become, but to support them in becoming their glorious selves. Thank you.
Alrighty, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How are you guys doing? Ladies and gentlemen, this evening I am joined by my children and we are in studio and we are talking and we are talking. So before we get the conversation started with our Namibian artist and favorite what and all of that, I wanted to ask you guys, right? Mm-hmm. Are you guys there?
Yes.
Why is ripping?
We are not sleeping.
Okay. I wanted to ask you guys.
Yes?
What do you think success is? What would make you feel like you are successful in life? Oh, yeah, you can talk. You don't have to raise your hands, guys.
Uh-huh. Success is something you can achieve in life.
Mm-hmm.
And makes you happy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's success. In my words of success means.
Mm, talk into the mic, Nona.
Success means that.
Mm-hmm.
You reached your final goal.
Okay. So, what is your final goal?
My final goal. To become a soccer player. That's my final goal.
Mine needs to be a netball coach.
A coach?
Yes.
Okay.
I want my name to be spreaded everywhere.
Spread. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. Just like my idols.
Okay. And you, Ndeshi?
Okay, in my own words, I'll say success is when you reach your goals in life because you studied very hard. And you reached your goal.
Educational goal.
Educational goal.
Mm-hmm.
So, I would like to become a chartered accountant. Maybe.
For now.
For now.
Okay.
Success is...
Mm-hmm. Speak up, Elizabeth.
Success is when you reach your goal in life.
Mm.
In education.
Mm. What else? What other goals do we have as people? Financial goals. Romantic goals.
Heartwarming goals.
Heartwarming?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Heartwarming goals. Okay, what else? What other goals can we possibly have as people?
Future plans.
Like what?
Becoming a soccer player, netball coach, a creative accountant.
Chartered
accountant and a netball coach. And a netball player.
And having to start up your own family life.
Okay. So that's how you guys look at what successful is.
Yes.
Okay, so.
Successful means you are very rich.
Okay.
And you tried your best to reach that level. Yes.
Okay.
You came from the struggle.
Oh, okay. Am I successful?
Yes.
What makes you think that?
Because you work a lot. And you make a lot of money. And your business is successful.
Okay. Others? Come on, guys. Keep going. Move the mic, Neshi.
It's because you worked hard and you know that in the future you're going to have kids and you have to study and make up a business.
No, I'm saying me. Do you think I'm successful?
You are very successful. Yeah.
Who said, why? Why do you think that?
Because you have money.
Because you're a mother.
Okay.
You're a mother to one son.
Okay.
and over how many daughters? And over 10 daughters.
My dear.
It's actually.
All right.
Celebrate Namibia's freedom with the best price match now at ShopRite stores. 4 kilogram real good frozen mixed chicken portions, only 199.99 Namibian dollars. 10 kilos champion super maize meal at 104.99 Namibian dollars. 3 kilograms Polana pasta, 74.99 Namibian dollars. 5 kilograms marathon white sugar, 92.99 Namibian dollars. A large tin of Ree coffee, 169.99 Namibian dollars. ShopRite, buying bulk so you can save and enjoy this Independence weekend.
Welcome back.
Welcome back
to the live stream.
Welcome back to my channel, Eagle FM. Okay. What else?
Today the topic is about what's our favorite musicians
in Namibia.
Okay, you guys can go ahead.
Let's start with Elizabeth.
Gaza.
Why?
Because Gaza is one of the best artists.
Okay.
Because his songs are nice, some of them. And he's just the best.
Okay, so what's your favorite song right now of Gaza? Okay, Shiki Shiki. Okay, all right. What do you think is the reason that Gaza is successful? Is he successful?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because he joined Elumi.
Okay.
Because he joined the Illuminati. That's why he gets money.
But who said that? But who said that?
Google said that he joined Illuminati. He meant Justin Bieber.
Oh, wait, do you think Justin Bieber and Gaza are friends?
No.
Because but if we had joined the same thing, won't we see each other there and we become friends?
No, because it's not in the same country.
Oh, so each country has their own Illuminati?
No.
They have one Illuminati.
Yes.
Eh? No. Speak freely. Okay.
I mean, we're not sure about that one, but we...
Okay, so if you're not sure about something, is it wise to talk about it and to say it on air? If you don't know the facts. No. Please continue speaking loud the way you have been speaking loud, son.
And also, he also makes his own money with his songs.
No. Let's just go to that rumor. Because do you guys know that there are specific things, right, that can defame somebody's character? Now, defaming somebody's character means lying about their character. Do you know that you can go to jail for lying about something that you don't know? Like the same way that I have asked you questions and you guys can't answer them. You understand? You can't answer them and you don't know anything, but because some guy on Google, some guy on the internet, right, that you don't even know what this person's intention is, right? With Gaza's name, for example, decided to go onto the internet. The same way I can put up anything onto the internet. It's the same way somebody else can put up lies onto the internet. And then now you go and repeat this as if it's a fact. There's a difference between a fact and an opinion. You're allowed to have your own opinion. Right? I assume, but it is not a fact. And then also when it comes to other people's character, right? There's a lot that can tarnish somebody's image, right? A lot that can tarnish somebody's image and break their brains down. And you were just talking, but it's detrimental. You understand what I mean? So it's like me coming to say, for example, because I know that teenagers are sensitive about this, right? Mm-hmm. I come and somebody at school asks, why is Ndeshi so successful in school? And then somebody says, yeah, because she's sleeping with a teacher. Like, whoa.
What?
Exactly. Or she's having, or she cheats in class or on her tests. But she's not doing that, right? Mm. But I'm saying it because I don't like her. So I'm spreading rumors. And then you that doesn't know anything, or you don't even know anybody personally, right? You go and tell another person that, yeah, then she cheats in exams. What does that do to Ndeshi's reputation?
It breaks it down.
Yeah, it breaks it down. Right?
Oh, now I see what mom is trying to say.
Yeah. It breaks it down because it's not a fact. And you actually have no idea what it is. And also the person that you're talking about had not come out publicly to say, yeah, this is what I'm doing. And then tomorrow, right, there's a whole lawsuit against you. And you are going to court and then you're going to go to jail because you called somebody, because you lied about somebody. That's why you shouldn't talk things that you don't know. If you have seen this person and you can stand in your ground as a fact that I have seen this person in church and I know that they go to church. You can't even say that they are a Christian. You can say that they go to church because every Sunday we are at the same church. I have seen them at our church. He goes to our church. Just the same way as you guys have children of artists that are in your schools. Right? And you guys can say that, like, yeah, whose child is at our school? Right? How do you know it's whose child? One, because you've asked them. They have confirmed it. And also you have seen the father or the mother picking them up, and that father and mother is, or that father or mother is a famous person. Right? And it's a fact. But now when you say something like that, right? That's defamation of character. And it is something that can hurt his brand. And he can sue you for hurting his brand.
Okay, now I understand.
Yeah, and it's bad. It's like somebody saying, right, to mommy that, oh, so what do you know about Elizabeth? I know Elizabeth works at Kapakete radio station. I don't work there. I work at Eagle FM. That's under Eagle Media House. And then somebody says like, no, she's a TV presenter that side. And then tomorrow, my boss is like, yeah, but you're having another job at Kapakete, what, and you're a TV presenter there. And I'm like, no, but that's not true. Yeah, but somebody at Google said it. So, unfortunately, Elizabeth, you're fired. Then what? Ah. You see? Speak loud, my dear. Speak loud, because you can't say such things, especially when they are not a fact and you don't know it. Yeah. Yeah, but is Auntie Kasisi? Is Auntie Kasisi affiliated to this person that you're talking about?
I don't know.
How do you not know? Have you ever seen him there at our house?
No.
Have you ever seen a picture of her and him?
No.
Does she know him?
I'm not sure.
No, you do know. Does she know him? Because you know she doesn't know him. She's from the village then. So how does she know him? Or is it just rumors? And that's what we are trying to not ever have. Rumors. That's the same as what? Gossip.
Oh.
Yeah. And that kind of gossip ruins brands. It ruins reputations. It ruins trust. It ruins people's money. Because imagine this, right? Somebody that was going to maybe go in an endorsement deal, right? Of, we are giving shoes and, this person is going to be representing these shoes, right? And tonight, of all nights, they are listening to us here, right? And then they hear you say that, right? And then they hear you say that. And when you say that, they are like, oh, this endorsement deal of 40 million, we are not giving it to this guy anymore. Why? Because this person on the radio said that this person is this. Are you not taking bread out of his mouth?
I am.
Mm-hmm. Are you not messing with his money? Mm-hmm. Would you like it if mommy's money was messed with?
No.
Would you like it if mommy's reputation was messed with?
No.
Is this person not somebody's father?
Yes.
Is he not somebody's husband? Somebody's brother, somebody's son, somebody's favorite artist.
Yes.
So is it not appropriate for us to not say things that are not facts?
Okay.
Yeah. We cannot say things like that. So what makes him successful?
I don't know.
No, you do know. Because he's known by many people. Mike. Mm-hmm.
He's known by many people.
Mm-hmm.
Also.
He makes good music.
He makes good music.
Mm-hmm.
People like his music.
Mm-hmm.
That gains money on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And TikTok and other social accounts.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how he got famous.
And successful.
And successful.
Yeah. And also he has a lot of endorsements.
What endorsements
is when companies want to work with him. Okay. For example, Windhoek Lager. I can't hear you.
My head.
idea. Yeah, Windhoek Laga wants to work with him. Different kinds of brands want to work with him. And that is how he is successful, isn't it?
Into the outside world.
Into the outside, like into the outside. Please move closer. Let's talk.
Into the outside world.
Louder.
Into the outside world.
Mm-hmm. Into the outside world, he's what? Oh, outside of Namibia?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he's also known to the outside world. He has music videos in America. South Africa, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's how you can see that he's a success. Who else is a success?
Sharks champion.
Mm-hmm. Talk.
Miss Gideon.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what makes her a success, Natasha?
She people know her because she is in Namibia.
Mm.
She makes a lot of money.
Okay.
She sings nice.
Mm-hmm. How do you know she makes a lot of money?
Because of her songs.
Okay. What do her songs do? To show you that she makes a lot of money.
By liking.
Okay. So she has a lot of followers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you assume that followers equals to money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Continue?
Yeah, that's all I have to say.
Mm-mm. Continue? Anything else? She has shows?
Yeah, she has shows.
And she gets paid for performances?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And she also has nice songs that I really like.
Okay. Like which one?
Like...
Mm-hmm.
A lot of songs.
Like what, Jomi? Sing one. Umbangarantu onde utalala. Sing.
Uninginino onde utalala. Andi kumeme. Cause I'm ladero. And I'm special. I've got a lot on my mind. Daro kuzira dia, mano ni kano maulai. And I'm just trying to survive. Di kuore chapitirira, mani gitanje maulai. Dakweta pantu. When you left me. Shine a glow, you play with my heart. Oh, babe, washirando pangero. Paranje,
hey!
On to me, coro, da ramba kanje.
What's that? Hela, okay. Alright, we got a few artists in the family. That's nice. Okay, the next one is Ndeshi.
So, I got a lot of favorite artists.
Okay.
So, it's Gaza, Miss Gideon, Heeza.
Why do you like Heeza? Let's go to Heeza.
Lisa is a... Okay, come on, Lisa. Sorry. Heeza is a cool guy.
What makes him cool?
Because of his music, his chill.
Mm.
I like his music a lot because it touched many people's hearts.
Like what?
Especially sing about relationship, love.
Hey, touch people's hearts. Sing one song.
And let me sing.
Okay, sing.
What's the song called?
I fell in love with a girl from Vanaheda. Vanaheda. Okay, so what is inspirational about that song, ma'am? May I give back the mic?
So,
what is inspirational?
Which means he has like a crush in.
We're not asking you to explain the song, sister.
Okay.
You said it touched many people's hearts, and the messages that are inside the songs, they are very motivating. So. Tell me how you were motivated where? In that song.
He's
Name a song that motivates you, Baiza.
Pretty Vibes.
What about Pretty Vibes is motivating? Me, I can say Michael Jackson, Heal the World. Heal the world, make it a better place for you and for me and the entire human race. There are people dying, as if you care enough for the living. Let's make a brighter day for you and for me. Hey, okay, Isa, give me motivation song. Yeah, a song that is motivating. Motivating you to do something in your life. Motivating, Natasha. Uh-huh. Yeah, before you just start singing. It must, It must be motivating. Hey.
Okay, so it's not really motivating, young kids. It's like for people.
But you like him.
Yes.
And he's a good artist for you.
Yes.
And he is a vibe.
Yes.
Okay.
He's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I want to meet him one day.
Of course.
Maybe.
Yeah, what are you going to say when you meet him?
I'll be like, oh, he's, I like your music so much. Yeah.
Thanks, baby girl, thanks.
Mm, you know?
And then you're like, hey.
Can I get a picture with you?
Yeah, then you get a picture.
And I'm going to make a TikTok video with you.
Okay, then you get TikTok.
And I'm going to be famous from there.
What's that? So you want to use Isa?
No.
Yes, because, come on.
You wanted to be famous.
You know, it's like the American people when they take video, they'll be like, oh, like the shorts, they'll be like, this girl appeared there in the music video.
And then you're going to be famous?
Yeah, and I'll be like, you guys.
Do you want to be famous?
Yes.
To do what?
First, I wanted to come and artist like you, mommy.
Okay.
No, I wanted to be a
heart
doctor.
Not that one.
No, you don't want to be a heart doctor anymore. The way I'm so disappointed.
She said she wanted to be a heart
doctor. It's true. She wanted to be a heart surgeon. Mm. And then Natasha wants to be a
doctor.
For what?
Kids.
Pediatrician.
Pediatrician.
So I only have one doctor. Yes. And you? Dentist. Okay. You so it's one dentist, one doctor, a soccer player, and an accountant.
You know, I don't want to become a doctor.
Yeah.
Because I will not have time to take care of you. And I will always be in the hospital the whole night, every day.
You can write me prescriptions.
No.
You can write me prescriptions.
Okay.
The medication is very expensive. Oh. And prescription. What if I take a Mongol? Oh. Why? What do you want to be? A teacher? Model?
I want to be like Auntie Ndomono.
What is that? What is Auntie Ndomono?
She does a lot of sports.
Auntie Ndomono is a police officer.
She's a correctional officer. Yeah.
Oh.
She works at prison.
Not anymore. I want to be a model.
Huh.
Yeah. It's disappointing.
These kids are killing me today. Yeah.
So, I was not done.
Uh-huh.
I said Gaza, means Gideon, he's
But just name your own ones, because now you're naming other people's artists.
Just name because one. I also like them.
Yeah, you also like them, but who's your favorite?
My favorite, okay, especially, oh my God.
You don't know?
Like, all of them are special. All of them are.
What do you like about Nale?
Okay.
Nale,
she don't know God. Yeah! Okay, I don't really know much about him. I only knew him in 2024. But his music, he's going up with his music, even in the Shiki Shiki song.
Okay.
Okay, he's a cute guy.
What's taste the truth. You don't know any of his songs, but he's your favorite. None of his songs, he's your favorite.
Girl, I don't like the way you do me like that. The video was so nice.
You only know two. You might just say you like him because he's cute. Finish.
Not cute. Even his music video, it was like original. The camera was so nice. It's like an American.
It's high quality. Mm. So you like the quality of the video? Mm.
Like the video is like an American video that was taken in America or something. Like, I don't know. It's growing. You
okay,
know?
Okay.
And Miss Gideon, like,
I know what you are. Just move on to the next artist after Nale. You like her so much? Yes. Ne? Okay, and Elu?
Hi, guys. Elu is back.
Mm?
Okay. My favorite artist is Sharks Champion.
Sharks Champion. Okay. Why?
Because, I don't know, I just like his music.
Sing one song. Sing without one song. Swear words.
Hippie Puri.
Oh, happy birthday.
Hippie Puri. Hippie Puri. And then there's that
hey,
Jay! And then
there's
that part.
Okay, you kids are going to kill me today.
Then there's that part. Tom and Jerry don't run. Tom and Jerry thought it was fun. It was heavy, chicken curry make me go blurry.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then I also like Spooza.
Spooza, okay. Spooza did sing which one?
Jumpers.
Okay. What, sing Jumpers without swear words.
Komos rof di denga me jumper. Sosa roske di adi eni hankas. Fela ume yao ti langlas. Jiga meister ma se yeta langlas. E jega maista. Jega maista.
What's jega maista?
It's a drink.
Alcohol. It's a drink, huh?
It's an alcohol.
Who told you?
It's a drink.
Yes. And how do you know it's alcohol?
I remember because
I know Africans and Jagamaisa means alcohol.
And also, my African second language doesn't mean I don't know Africans.
I understand, but okay, so your Africans teacher said that Jagamaisa in Afrikaans means alcohol.
Yes. Oh. Yeah. No, like she didn't tell me, and I don't know.
Okay, and Tafel Lager in Afrikaans?
Tafel Lager.
Mm.
It's not. Tafel Lager.
Mm.
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Tafel Lager.
Okay.
Jägermeister is an alcohol.
Okay.
Because I saw many people drinking it last time when I went to a Sharks Champion show.
Okay.
And it was written... alcohol. It's written A L O. And my other favorite artist is Mami. Then after Mami, then it comes. Who's this? All in Namibian.
First we start with the Namibians and then we move on.
Oh. Yeah. Dang it. I know what you're going to say after.
That's all.
Oh, okay.
Okay, we're starting over to Elizabeth.
Wait, just hold on.
I have another one, which is Panduleni. I know you guys will like it, especially Ellie.
Who's Panduleni?
It's a new young artist. He sang 180 on a highway.
Home is just a right away. Don't worry about me, okay? I'll be okay. Anunande nache. Blessings always come my way. Don't worry about me, okay? I'll be okay. Smashes goes like I'm messy. I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm okay. It's not about the money, I'm busy. I'm okay. She's close like I'm messy. I'm okay. No idea, call him Benji. Got no time for no. I'm okay. It's not about the money, I'm busy. I'm okay. I'm fight on lockdown, 265, I'm on lockdown.
Chase.
I don't chase. I day in my lane.
Okay,
say
now I'm going to
come on liquor. Free mama make a ginger singing. 180 on a highway. Homie shots on right away. Don't worry about me, okay? I'll be okay.
Okay, I want you guys to start over.
Guys, in the mic.
That's okay. One, two.
Wait.
One, two, and three.
Don't start it. Yeah, guys. No, just let's just.
Hold on. Don't worry about me, okay?
I'll be okay.
Anunalena ache, blessings always come my way. Don't worry about me, okay? I've been okay.
He did Messi's goals like a Messi.
I'm okay.
Call him Benji.
I'm okay. I'm okay. It's not about the money, I'm busy. I'm okay.
Messi's goals like a Messi.
I'm okay.
Nobody call him Benji.
I'm okay.
Time for no.
I'm okay. It's not about the money, I'm busy. I'm okay.
Soldier.
Fighty,
lockdown, 265,
I'm in lockdown. I don't chase, I don't play, I day in my lane.
Oh, guys, must be nice, eh?
Okay, guys, we're going to talk about
all about.
Where? Guys, we're going to talk about the artists in other countries.
Already, we are already missing
Namibia.
Okay.
Okay, let's start off. With
no, but I want you guys to sing one more local song.
Okay, we can we can sing.
But you guys must know the whole song.
We can sing Hippie Pure. Hippie Pure.
Okay,
let's sing Petrus. Petrus.
Ha! Petrus is Miss. Pet.
Oh, Petrus.
That's a love song.
Coca-Cola, baby, yellow wanna marry you. You're crazy. Sorry, audience.
It's supposed to be.
December 18th.
And the driver. Now we can start with international artists, please, because okay. I think, like, yeah, okay.
Let's start off with Elizabeth.
Okay.
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth, who's your favorite artist? Internationally or Africanly? Speak into the mic, sister girl.
Okay.
And a little louder. Mm-hmm.
Can I spice?
Who's that?
Who?
Big guy. Big guy.
SpongeBob.
Big
guy.
Yes.
Bigger. Pants okay. SpongeBob. Bigger. Pants okay. Look at my bestie like everything fun. Bigger. I do my research. I bend over. I do my research.
No.
I got a jellyfish on the... Oh, like, can I sing for you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I go bun for bun. There I go. Yeah, go bun for bun. You go M for M. That's it. On a yeah. Maybe shop.
Also
Taylor.
Okay, next.
Natasha.
My music artist is Taylor Swift and Billie Eilish.
Okay, now sing a Billie Eilish.
It's like, it's kind of like this song that she sings, but it's in one breath.
Okay. Which song is that one?
I also know it.
It's like, I don't know what the song called. Like, I've been watching on the streets. Yes.
Push away.
Push away. Sing the last one.
Dalila. I don't remember.
You guys can keep quiet. We're talking. I'm watching you guys. You guys have to speak.
Yeah, guys,
let's have the conversation. Yeah, the radio can be quiet.
Yeah.
You guys can be talking amongst each other. Let us all talk together, eh?
Yeah, it's better.
So, okay. So, is Billie Eilish your favorite artist or one of your favorite artists or is that one song one of your favorite songs?
One of my favorite songs.
Okay, so who's your favorite artist?
Ariana Grande.
Okay, which song of Ariana do you know?
Not like the other one.
Oh.
But
what's the girl's name? No, just talk loud. What's the girl's name, Deshi?
Is it Selena Gomez?
No.
Mm.
The other one.
Which
the one that sings like Diamond.
Rihanna.
Ariana.
Rihanna.
Rihanna. Mm-hmm. Like diamonds in the sky.
Shine bright like a diamond. Oh, shine bright like a diamond.
Guys,
oh.
It's my time.
Shine bright like a diamond. Beautiful. Like diamonds in the sky.
I think you can sing. Okay. I think you guys.
When I'm about to sing, it's not going to
sing. I think
sing.
We have to team up and make a music video one day.
No, we can do that, sis. We can do that. Like, yeah, we can do that.
Okay.
Try. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
To be famous, guys.
There's also this, I've been watching you for some time. Can't stop staring at those diamond eyes.
Oh.
Burning cities in maple sky. Can't stop staring at those diamond eyes.
Also-
no fair. You really know what I made me cry when you give me those ocean eyes. I'm scared. Mm. You guys also know that one?
Yes, mommy.
Also the songs.
That she sang with Eminem.
Okay, which... Ooh, what did they say?
They sang... I forgot the name of the song. I remember the song.
The song is... Okay, so there is, what do you call it? There's this song of who? Sing another one, and you, Ndeshi.
I'm trying to think about the name who sang, PPP.
PPP.
What's his name?
The one that sing baby move like a dog, baby. I want you just to give me a kiss and
I want you to away. Eating on my night.
Hey!
Away. My baby. I really, really got it.
Hey. All right. Hello. Your favorite international artist. Oh, it's not Namibia. Okay, yeah.
It's like in Africa.
It's not local.
It's in Zambia.
Mine is XXX Tentacion.
Who?
XXX Triple X Tentacion.
Rest in peace.
I don't like that guy.
Why?
He's not nice.
But he passed away.
And so, just because somebody's dead doesn't mean they're nice. What does he sing about? Suicide, kill yourself, I'm gonna kill everybody. What does he sing about? Like, hey, Lune? Like, I. Hey.
I'm a she can every single night. Hey, why, let me feel about
who sang this song when I take my horse?
To the whole time, oh, I'm gonna real bad. Lil Nas X. He's gay.
He was even pregnant. He kept
You guys artists are wild. I see where Lewele. Try your best. Don't look back. Look front. Hey, Lou, yours is?
Michael Jackson.
My mama always told me, be careful what you do. Don't go around breaking young girls' hearts. Michael Jackson.
Oh, there's also Billie Eilish.
I've been watching on the streams, you know, they had it so good. She sang, she was not even brief.
Yes, she wasn't singing.
But the lyric is playing, it's who the only part that is. I've been watching on the streams,
my friend knows. My friend knows how to sing that song.
What Hello. Artist is this?
Like, you guys forgot your people's favorite artist. Like, there she's so disappointed in herself today. Like, oh my goodness.
What's your favorite Giza. Artist? You didn't say anything.
What's
the other one?
Mine is G and then the A and then double Z. Mine is Scott Mapuma.
Yeah,
it's Have you seen my wife?
Cox who?
Cox Mapuma.
Oh, okay.
Ingoleleni 1,000. Ingoleleni 5,000. Maradona 1,000. I win a man. I win a man. I win a man.
Now, when do you guys listen to all these songs?
That's
when
you're at work. 2 days.
Let me not even lie. When you're at work.
But we also watch
Ransom also. Ransom, I'm a little taker.
Okay.
We were also watching.
I got black, I got blue, watch white.
It's State Boy.
See, I got loose, it's all. When I got a Gucci powder, when I stay alone. See a damn cell. The way you go do my sweat, I can't tell. Listen, angel.
Sing into the mic.
Yes, I just met 20 on this earth. In under the sunset. Under the sunset, looking like both stars, star and themes combined. Yeah, from the moment I set my eyes, I will be mine. For life.
Okay. All right. That's wonderful. Please sing the national anthem. You don't just start like that. You guys must sing it properly. You guys must
okay,
sing
guys.
It to each other.
Let's go. One, two.
Sing it the same way you people were singing Spuzas. Ah.
Okay.
No.
Namibia land of the brave freedom fight. We have won. Glory to their bravery, whose blood waters our freedom. We give our love and loyalty, together in unity. God's just and beautiful Namibia. Namibia, our country, we love the land of Savannah, hold out the banner of liberty. Namibia, our country, Namibia, motherland, we love you.
Now let's sing the African Union.
Can mommy sing with us?
No, let's sing. The African Union.
Let us all unite and celebrate together.
If you guys don't know it, keep quiet. Only the one that knows the song must sing it. Does she?
Let us all unite and celebrate together. The victories of our liberation. Let us all unite and start to rise together to defend our unity and liberty. All sons and daughters of Africa, flesh of the sun and flesh of the sky, let us make our
God, the tree of life.
Okay, 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 okay.
Anthems, okay.
Like, but mommy, let me ask. The IUM, do every African country sing?
The what? The IUM,
Like that all in
The African anthem. Just like Namibia is an anthem, that one is an African anthem. Go into the mic and sing loud. You cannot be soft voice. You know, Eline, Elizabeth, at home you are very loud.
Let's not lie there.
Okay. And then all of a sudden when we are here,
it was a classic Elizabeth.
She feed our school a future so bright. Build the breaches, break all the chain. She feed the high school in which we prevail. Strive to excel, strive to survive. Principal, teachers, parents, and learners. Let's make she feed it, be the best. Unity in purpose will enable us to strive for knowledge and success. Unity in purpose will enable us to strive for knowledge and success.
Hey, Emmanuel Shifidi coming through.
Emmanuel Shifidi, Emmanuel Shifidi.
Okay, start. Ask in a sparkin. And start your parkies.
I'm going to sing in African, so I'm going to sing in English.
Do you have one in English?
Yes, in Africans, but I'm going to sing for the one in English.
Okay. I understand. Come on, Parkis. How be you how? Yeah?
Jonas here, Parkis.
Uh-huh. Parkis is going to go any minute now.
It's about to go.
It's about to go down. Mm-hmm. Parkis.
Parkis.
Sing.
Celebrate Namibia's independence with the best price smash now at all ShopRite stores. 2 liters of Pepsi and Miranda soft drink for $16.99 each. 2 liters of Oris concentrated drink for $39.99. And pay just $36 for 2 1-liters of Rhodes fruit nectar. $79.99 for Vintuk Lager premium draft 6-pack. And $92.99 for 2 liters of dry red Tassenberg. ShopRite wishes you a happy and safe Independence Weekend.
Alrighty, welcome back. Good evening to you. If you are wondering what's happening in studio, it's Bring Your Children to Work Day because, whoa. Alright, so next. Parkis? Is that new in Afrikaans, ne? Okay, you don't know the song. No, just talk loud, sis. You don't know the song.
Yeah, I do not know my school song because it's been a long time since I sing it.
You don't go to assembly?
We do.
And then what do you do in assembly if not sing the anthem and the song? How come you know Namibia but you don't know the school one?
So we sing it in Afrikaans.
Yeah, but you said you know Afrikaans. Just because it's your second language doesn't mean you don't know Afrikaans. That's why Jägermeister means Afrikaans in, means alcohol in Afrikaans. All right, then you can give it over to Ndeshi.
So mine is not to make sure.
Okay.
I'm just going to sing a little bit. Because, Okay, it goes. Auckland High, my choice, my school. Auckland High, our groove. Yeah, that's all I know.
Our groove.
Our grooming. Something creator I of empower something.
Yeah. No. So Emmanuel Shifidi is in front.
Yes.
Let me go in. Askin a spark and stan a work in truen or start in field. Hey, span om om a circle book wat vers in om lar geld. Ons room om as a feesting wat gegrond is op geloof. Met taaiheid van die groen oor lijf besteer dier academia, academia. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. That's the last anthem I remember in my life.
Okay. All right. Can we sing Mami's one of Mami's?
Go ahead, sing.
Let's sing Mami's song, guys.
Mm. We need a color. It's not.
Let's sing. Only me color. Unashikisha na kolo.
What's that?
What it is, what is sorrow. Is that an enemy thinking go low? Only me colo. Unashikisha na kolo. What it is, what is sorrow. Is that an enemy thinking go low?
Hey! It's like they are butchering my song. Hi, guys. No, my dear.
As I said, you this color.
Which other one? Sing the other one.
Show me your heart and I'll show you mine. Let's fall in love tonight, you and I. Molly can inga po angen, inga po angen, inga po angen. Show me your heart and I'll show you mine. Let's fall in love tonight, you and I. Only can ninga po ange, ninga po ange, ninga po ange.
To be honest, I didn't mean to
hurt you. I just need your affection.
No. Thank you so much, guys. Thank you so much. Wait. So you guys are telling me that you guys don't know the words to Mekolo.
I think I know.
But you guys know Shock's champion songs. I know the words. And you know the national anthem. You guys know your school anthem. You, Elizabeth. Eh.
Mami, I'm a superhero.
But that's not what I'm saying, even. Ahí me colo.
Ahí me colo.
I know what Mami's song
is saying. What is it saying?
I think it's time to say, are you sick?
Me colo means...
It means like in the middle.
It means when you're in the middle of your mother's legs.
That's no.
That's not the appropriate word, so I also don't know, so I'm not going to say.
Mekolo is being in somebody's embrace.
Oh.
Embrace.
What does that mean?
Sorry, when you are sleeping, when I'm sleeping, and I say come, and then you come and sleep. And then I cover you. That's my color.
Oh, well, now I know.
Guys, in between your mother's legs. guys, no man. Okay, so, Olime kolo, uneshikisha no mkolo. Wipe the tears, wipe the sorrow. Stop the enemy within kengolo. Olime kolo. No, don't sing. Oli me kolo, uneshikisha no mkolo. Wipe the tears, wipe the sorrow. Stop the enemy within kingolo. Being an empty canvas, a love so poetic, still guns blazing, Romeo and Juliet. Even though the fault is written in our stars. Ugh, it goes on. But yeah, like that. Wipe the tears, wipe the sorrow. Stop the enemy within Kengolo. Because our biggest enemies are ourselves. Our self-doubt, our self-thoughts, everything comes from within. The way we think is what is destroying us. So if we are going to destroy, the enemy, then we have to change the way we think. The way we are, the way we see things. Mm. We must see things in a positive light.
Not in a negative light
because the enemy is within. So bring them kongor.
Oh, so what was, you rap this other song with this other uncle,
But it does not show on YouTube. Like, it was so fast. Ah, you're wearing, like, brown in my, like, for firefighter. No, that one is sorry, boss, I know. But you rapped a song like the rapper. You were rapping, like, so fast. The car. What was the rapping song?
I don't know what you're talking about.
That one, a song.
Remember that day when you had to shoot a music video, it was in the night. And then we had to move out all the stuff from Jackson's room.
Oh, that one I know.
Okay, that's Dad. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a poem.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You wrote it?
Yeah.
She wrote it and then she read it in the house.
But what's the other song we watched? A rapping song. You guys were too. Coming out from the car and but I forgot.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
No, this one I know. I know like all of them. Just the other one.
Yeah, but if it was Spooza, you would know. Yeah, if it was Spooza or Gaza or Miss Gideon, you'd know.
We done your school in Shanti now. We done it. So you have confidence enough to sing
that one song.
But when
it comes to talking, don't want to talk about other things.
No, not here now.
Tibi tibi. Okay, so we keep changing our colors, hoping for growth. Camouflage through this life while we're ducking them arrows. Keep a straight face on, never show that you're faded. Keep your heart on guard. This world's kind of twisted. You lose yourself in the moment because your soul kind of needs it. We all healing from something. We all pick our poison. True compassion, we long for things we would die for. Give an arm and a leg for Rome fell via default. Looking for perfection in a race that is flawed, in a system that is rigged, bound to defeat even the perfect human being. So we live and we learn, embracing our flaws while we're opening doors. Trials and tribulations keep my head above the water. In this current I'll be swimming in, and
I'm gonna sink it.
Nah, you guys may not mumble through my songs, my dear.
Fear's version of me, so temporary.
Living in this modern dream, nothing is what it seems.
Okay,
Natasha. All right. So, what's your favorite color, sis? You kind of look sleepy.
My favorite color?
Mm-hmm.
My favorite color is pink and purple.
Okay.
And also mixed to make magenta.
What?
Hey.
Magenta is pink and purple mixed together and makes like a color, a nice color.
Woo! All right, everybody has hidden talents, mutant, huh? Mm-hmm. Okay, next favorite color, Elu.
My favorite color is pink and blue.
Okay.
What does it mix into?
I don't know.
What does it mix into?
I don't know.
Okay. My favorite color is orange and yellow.
Okay.
But you guys do understand what favorite color means, right?
It means like a color that you love.
Admire.
It
means like
one.
A color that you love.
Not colors.
Oh.
Not plural.
Oh, mine is blue.
Natasha's favorite color is new gender. Whatever.
No gender.
Nutella. It's
new gender. New gender. Okay, Nutella. All right. And yours is one color that is your favorite.
Orange.
You like orange? Why do you like orange? Because it's also named after a fruit?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So double. All right. Sharp.
My favorite color is blue.
Why?
Because it represents the sky. It matches my feet sometimes. Yeah. And the other tiny one, black always fits on everything.
Let's not
Fun fact, the sky is actually not blue.
It's white.
No, it's not.
It's dark blue. It's black.
No, it's not, guys. Fun fact, the sky is black.
Ooh.
And 70% of the earth is made up of water. So that black reflects onto the earth's surface and then the color is like a mirror.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, and then the sky becomes blue, but it's like a mirror. So this blackness that is going onto earth's surface and then it boomerangs back up and now we see a blue sky, but it's because 70% of the earth is made out of water.
Mm-hmm.
70%. Okay. Isn't it supposed to be 100%?
I even no. If, where would we live?
Oh, yeah.
It's
supposed to be 50.
No. Where would we live? 70% of earth is water, Chomi. Is that's it.
And then on land it's
30.
Namibia has so many tourists wanting to come to Namibia.
Why?
Because we're the only country who has water in deserts. Did you realize that?
Well, water in the desert.
Yes.
Is it not? We are the only country in the world that has the desert and the ocean next to each other.
Yeah, that's what I...
That's what you mean?
That's what I mean.
Yeah, so... What else do you guys know about your country?
My country?
It's a nice, beautiful place.
How do you know?
It's because sometimes there's a sea.
I think I know... Because of its nature, the beautiful buildings, the broken pieces that was left out when people were at the war.
The what?
Broken?
wait. Let's go back there. The what?
The broken walls, the buildings.
Which broken buildings, Tommy?
Is the thing that fell from the sky? What is it? It's like a meteorite.
A meteorite.
Ah, broken building. I will go back to meteorite. I'm not forgetting. Eh? Broken building, huh? Broken.
The buildings that fell.
Which ones are the buildings that fell, my sister?
It's the ones from Egypt.
Oh, no.
Egypt. What kind of broken building?
Those are pyramids, ma'am. Those are pyramids in Egypt. Yeah, but hold that thought.
Egameno jomau yerere koko marungura, kalishi ashike upsaka diopa uteknika, oliliwo omkundu opashigwana, upsaka diopaliko, no hashivuro okuya moshipara, uhupiro uongeshefa, oshinimo mtumba wa Namibia International Cyber Security Conference and Exhibition omvomao vigajo mirongo mbalina hamano, iikondo epangero mahanga no gopa umwene, uministeri wepangero ni ikondo ya yoroka no handimwe, onetamu isanwa, muhoroke komtumba omtitatu watumburu wa mete tekero esiko mirongo mbali naga ali siko mbali naga nega apiriri mwavigali mirongo mbali na hamano ekaroko Arembush Travel Lodge Movenduka oshiparashi kundathanwa okwanja gane kuyerere kombinga ukoshoki wopongomba ano saiba hejin kene una okuironge kidira omashongo ko marungura no marongo ke hopopeko jerongizo jo marungura na iru enji koneka omahangano ohandimwe ni kondo mboka tamkatuma akaliripo ya konda pantu ya tano otamukapewa ompi ito yom tugumwe awedhu wapo hasho ashikeshoka pethimbo yom tumba wotungoka otakukakarao VIP cyber gala dinner nuyere lounji wa maisha angizo no mapura apuro kwatasa na nayo konoraje tatu imwe onda tuyatano omgoigeali nenge ko email info@dstech.com.na nenge utarele kwe panja jao jopa ungomba ko www.dstech.com.na Namibia International Cyber Security Conference and Exhibition Securing Namibia Digital Future.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings, and we are with the Offspring, and we are talking. All right, so you were talking about broken buildings, Tommy.
Yeah. Welcome back.
She said the ships in sea.
Not the ships that we eat. The ships that we take care of.
The ships that can...
The
ships, like the ones that are golden. Yeah. The boat.
Okay. Like
big boat.
Which building, Chummy?
Like, I'm living, not living that story.
Okay, so the tourists come to see what?
Those buildings. Okay, like in Swakopmund, there's like a museum where there's a printing machine that was used to print letters, the bombs, the skeletons.
How Chummy?
She's trying
the
to
old say. The old stuff that was left behind.
How? Then you must put a comma. Now now you are girl. Ah, okay, so in Swakopmund was a printer that used to print papers, letters, and bombs.
No, like this a museum where it keeps. Okay, there is whatever a printing machine. This I know, you're making me nervous.
Let me just say it once. Okay, she's trying to say in Swakopmund. There's a.
Okay, you can say it, my dear.
How do you call it?
Okay, please, ladies and gentlemen, as my audience, please don't let these children's lack of knowledge of things define my parenting. They are tired. Okay.
There by the ocean, There's a museum that has...
That has what? Eh?
That has things that people left behind. Like a skeleton bone from centuries. Years ago. And dinosaurs. guys, you might laugh when I'm trying to make
Okay. Yeah, okay, yeah, and dinosaurs.
And lots of weird creatures. Like fairies.
Yeah. Chummy. Okay. So all these like are in the Swakopmund Museum.
Not all of them.
Oh, okay.
Like Bigfoot.
Oh, okay.
Dinosaur.
Tooth fairies. Yeah.
It says those skeletons that were left underground, like weird animals mixed together.
What they are trying to say is...
And this is in Swakopmund Museum.
Some of them.
Like which one?
Skeletons.
Skeletons of which animal, Chummy?
Like the ones in the oceans, like sharks.
No, talk, Nana. Talk, no, sorry. Talk, Nana. Talk, like the sharks. Skeletons, they were left in the ocean, yeah?
Yes, the skeletons, even they might be even a creature that's living down the ocean. Like,
okay.
Like, big shark.
A megalodon.
Yeah, a megalodon.
What topic are we now?
We are at museums.
And? The most creature that I wish I couldn't see in the ocean, deep in the ocean, is dolphins. They're nice and kind.
Who told you?
They're nice and kind because they don't eat people. Okay. And people are the one who's eating them.
Do we eat dolphins?
I know we don't eat
dolphins.
Hella. I like mermaids.
You like mermaids?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they are.
No.
Okay, guys.
Like in Angola. Botswana. Is it not true?
Botswana is landlocked.
But I hate from my
Okay, guys. Told you that there are mermaids in Botswana and Angola.
Okay, guys.
Okay, mermaids are nice, but some are dangerous.
Okay. Not mermaids. Okay, guys. Fake mermaids.
Fake.
They are real because we're watching this.
Okay, guys.
They are real and dangerous.
Yeah, I saw a mermaid. It looks disgusting.
You saw a mermaid where?
From TV.
Okay.
From a real mermaid. It was so thin, I can see the ribs. The teeth are that sharp. They look like skeleton bones.
You're telling the truth because that time AI was not there. So when that guy was making that video, a lot of people were crowding the mermaid. It looks ugly, so yeah. Even the other one was like, or taking a rest. So that's how we think
mermaids
are real.
In primary, they called me that white lady. You know, white lady, whatever. Yeah. It's come, it's a mermaid because the teacher wanted us to pay for the trip. She liked come, it's a mermaid. It's a rock art that was painted on a rock. And just like
the early people.
Yeah.
Etoshikoto Lake, is it true there water?
Talk loud!
Etoshikoto Lake, is it true that the water is, when you throw a stone, it's like, the water is, it has gravity.
What did they tell you? The stone will come out and go away.
And then to
bounce back.
Yes. I know.
But you guys were demos.
Yeah, but we did not get time to go there.
Throw stones. You guys did not get time to throw stones. We're going to throw stones.
They were just teaching us that if you throw a stone, gravity and what?
Yeah, gravity what?
She said to bounce back to you.
And then it will come back in your hand.
No, to just hit you. Can even hit you because to still come back the straight direction.
So which part now of Oshikoto Lake is that one?
It's a Kale Kamos.
Yeah?
Guys, can I talk?
Yeah?
Now?
Okay. Just
guys,
talk.
What they were trying to say is there's a museum in Suakob that has stuff from centuries ago. And nothing includes Bigfoot. And fairies. Okay.
And okay, also, just and also take the mic to you.
And also ghosts, they are not real. They are.
I saw a ghost. Even, don't you remember the time when you saw a ghost?
That ghost.
Wait, maybe I was never with you.
Mommy, that ghost is fake. It was.
I don't know.
You remember the blue house and the red ghost?
That one.
Yes. Hey, tell me your ghost story.
The time me and Natasha was coming from school,
In the afternoon.
In the afternoon. So we're walking in the small way, like where we walk every day. And then we saw people staring at this.
Which small way?
There was like the first house.
That at the bush. In the bush.
It's okay, this blue house here.
Yeah. Do you know that, mommy? Do you know?
From a far distance, so people taking pictures, looking at like those people that work in the white people's houses. Now when we went, we just saw, you know, like this movie Michael. We watched this other movie Michael. That person looks exactly like him, and things that he's doing up there, like there's a big window. It's like going like this. These kids were even trying to take a picture, and they were like, "Aye, this picture is not going in." Me and Natasha were like, "Ah." Oh my, what?
Okay. We started running,
but then we came back to see again.
And the thing was gone.
It was not gone. We just went home. The people were still there. And then we told. What did we tell? We told Jackson. Then Jackson went, but he found it. Ooh, gone. So I think just as a person who was trying to play with other people's emotions. And I don't think it's true. Because we were once in that house. Because an old man lives in there.
You guys went to visit an old man in that house?
No, the man wanted to see.
You people talk.
No, we never got biscuits.
we never got that's this. That's no, the man he was in a emotional situation because his wife and the daughter or the sister died in the ocean at Swakop, so he was left with the baby alone. So whenever his sister was going to the store, Michaela is like, Grandma Zikwa, and then the baby's there, they get in, like, hi, baby. Then we show the channel, like, oh, you guys can come in. Oh, we went. Now we're just in the house. We are telling the man, say, okay, we're going to go out. Here's the remote. So we just stuck there. And then we're eating popcorn while he was asking for Auntie Cassis's number and the stuff. And we went home and never walked that way again. Like for a whole week, we never went out or go the other side.
What does that teach you, Stranger Danger?
Yes.
So you guys went in the man's house.
Yeah, they went into a strange man's house.
He just called us like.
And then you guys just went.
He was like, as we were just like, do you know, can do anything? Just yes, come, we're like, we are going.
Mm-hmm.
That time we did not even know we were going there.
Yeah, you don't know because you're being at Ben's.
Yeah. So we like you know that you're going to that man's house.
Can't see me.
Oh,
you miss you. Oh, okay. All right, but there's no such thing as ghosts, guys.
Yes, there's no.
There isn't.
There's no such thing as ghosts. That person was just trying to play with people. Maybe he wanted to become famous.
Playing with people.
Maybe he wanted to scare people that these things really exist, but they don't.
Why do you think they do?
I don't know. It's just scary.
Okay, so if something is scary, then it's real?
Yeah.
No.
If a dog is scary, it's real now. It's fake. So a dog, when it's not scary, it's now fake.
You guys are kind of complicated. All right, so let's do our final 15 minutes, ladies and gentlemen, and then we say goodbye. We're done.
No.
Wow.
No. What? Ah, you guys are tired, man. Come on.
No, tired.
You guys are talking about ghosts. There are only 15 minutes left, and then we clock out. How we? Hey.
We don't want it. Yeah. Yo, Emmanuel,
she's one day I'm trying to come up with a business, but I don't know what business do I want in my life, so...
You okay? You as a 16-year-old.
Yes.
You want to come up with a business.
Mm-hmm.
All right, a business that you are going to be businessing where, location.
Windhoek.
Okay. Apart from Windhoek, I'm talking about location in terms of is it something for school or is it something for home or is it something where you are sitting outside on the street or what did you have in mind?
It's not a selling business.
Okay.
It's maybe coming up with a campaign or something.
Campaign for what?
For helping other people.
Isn't that an NGO? Isn't that an NGO, Nana? So you want a non-profit organization, donations and stuff. Like, yeah, they don't make money.
I want the one that makes money.
Okay, but you want to make a business, Moss.
Yes.
So you are not going to be selling anything.
Not really.
Selling services.
Yes.
What did you have in mind?
Okay, what I had in mind is helping people, but...
Helping people do what, my friend?
Maybe talking to them about life.
What do you know about life at 16, Chomi? You want to be... No, then you can just must go and be a psychologist.
That one.
Hey.
Okay, not really. I had a lot of fun with son, guys.
Eh?
Like, I wanted to have a store.
A shop.
A big shop. Maybe full of candies.
A sweet shop.
Yes.
Candy and perfume.
They cannot combine together like that.
I met a store that had a lot of sweets. It was
painful,
sweet.
Wow. All right. So hold that thought, ladies and gentlemen, as we quickly take an advertisement break.
The views Bye. And opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and AFX staff. Ipura nengi lo wapumbwa Eva Tere uliko ni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite opo yue ekukurile. Oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana.
Unonge shefa ya pumbo kukara ya kovanu. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi inawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake nge shefa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendi fenawa nukumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge pata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM. Onora etatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile konderewa nora etatu natu bali o etatu watatu oma filane Eagle FM. The eye.
Tune in to The Home Run with Helmut and Dwight on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM, and be part of an in-depth discussion on events you didn't know you needed to hear until you do, from Namibia, Africa, and around the world. Tune in from Monday to Friday from 4:30 to 6 p.m. only on Eagle FM.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Simon, don't...
All right, ladies and gentlemen, good evening to you. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch and her offspring. So, we are wrapping up our show for this evening. And what would you like to say as final words?
So, first of all, I would like to say, be happy, take care of your kids, teach them how to behave.
If you don't have kids and you are 16? If you don't have kids and you are 10?
If you don't have kids and you are 10, please study. Study, because this life, it's not a good life if you don't study.
Okay.
Make your parents proud. Have good friends.
How do you determine what is a good friend?
A good friend is a friend that advises you to study, not to do bad things. Not to be involved in bad things.
A bad influencer.
Okay, bad influencer. Okay, that's a bad friend. Okay?
There's bad influence and a good influence. Now... A good influencer is someone that will stand up for you, and a person who will give you right ideas, and a bad influencer will let you get bullied and look at you and join the bullies.
Okay.
And then instead of telling you to study, they'll say let's go out for parties.
Oh, okay.
That's a bad influence and a good... That's the difference between a bad influence and a good influence.
Okay. Next.
My last words are... Study hard for exams and just be a good child.
What is a good child?
A good child is not doing bad things, not doing your work, not paying attention, failing your classes and not doing your work.
And you, ma'am? You're chewing bubblegum in class, you're not doing your homework, you're not studying. So what type of child are you?
Only doing their homework when you hear, Mommy is here, let me go get my book. Like today, just taking a book and just pretending to do their homework so late. I'm like, why are you doing your homework now? It's because you heard that Mommy is here.
So what makes you, like, Natasha, come back, let's talk about it. Are you a good child then?
Not really.
Why not?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? You can must just do the things correctly. Then you'll be brilliant. Isn't it?
Yes.
Will you do it?
Yes.
Good girl.
For mommy.
Yes, good girl.
Not for anyone.
And for yourself not also?
For yeah, that's for also for myself.
Okay, good girl. Like is it?
A bad influencer is
speak loud,
is mommy. Whereby like your friend tell you to go out.
And I know, where do you guys go out to?
Party.
For a party.
Which party?
I may never go out
to your friend's party.
Which party do you have friends that hold parties?
Yes. No,
I'm just... I have friends that hold parties.
You have to say something about you.
But they are good parties.
But that's all adulting.
Yes.
Right? So... In grade 8, Chomi, which parties are you guys going to? Are there parties?
Nope.
Do the people have parties?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
For your friend's birthday, for example. Mm.
But why can't you go to your friend's birthday?
Like for instance.
Because it's bad? Or is it when the big boys make parties and then you guys want to go to those parties, or the big girls make parties and you want to go to those parties?
Yeah. No.
That's bad, right? Kind of parties. I would say that that's bad.
Very bad.
Because big children do big things. And small children do small things. So I wouldn't advise for you to go to big children's parties, because you're going to see big things that you might not be ready for.
Yes.
Like,
okay.
Like a normal, like a normal... like a normal pool party with your friends.
Mm.
Sleepovers and stuff.
With your friends?
Yes, with my friends. As long as my mother has that, my friend's mom's number.
Mm. Good. Well done. Okay. What else?
So, I would advise the kids out there to study, because exam is about to approach.
Mm-hmm.
And not to play, have good friends, and don't get engaged in their things which are wrong.
Mm.
Because involved. Those kids are just going to make you get involved in those things, but they are studying.
Mm.
They are studying, they are just tricking you in a little game.
But why do you guys trick each other?
I don't know.
Mm.
I don't do that, actually.
It feels right?
It does not.
It feels right to... it feels right to trick somebody into not studying.
No. Not like that.
Mm.
Like that's a normal trick.
But that's not what we were talking about.
Yes.
We were talking about...
Oh, I thought you guys were talking about normal tricks.
No, you said tricks. We're talking more about, like, why do people make others not study while they are studying?
Especially us kids in high school.
Yeah.
I would advise you not really to get engaged with friends who are girls. Gosh, because those ones are... But me, the one that I have, I never saw a friend like that in my life. So, she's the best. I have friends which are boys who are fine.
Mm.
But in primary school, I had bad friends who were even jealous of me.
Mm.
But that was not even true. I was not even the smartest, really. Okay. But I just took it. And then now we are not friends anymore. But I just greet them whenever I see them.
Okay.
Because I'm not a bad person.
Mm.
I had a friend.
Mm-hmm.
3 years until she moved out of the school.
Natasha talks like a big girl.
Natasha, what is her
for
name?
For 3 years. Like,
Natasha, what is
her
name?
You only at the school for 4 years, Jomi. From grade 2. Or grade 1 until 3.
Grade 1 until 3. And then in grade 4 she's supposed to come, but she moved out of the school and went to... No. She went to
Is it a school or another country?
Talking to the mic, Natasha, she went where?
She went to another school.
Hmm. 10 hours later.
Mm-hmm.
Jail.
Okay,
it's fine. Natasha.
Like, what do they do there?
They stay alone.
Yeah.
I forgot the name again.
No, you don't.
Hostel.
Hostel where, Chomi?
Hostel by the village.
Hmm.
I didn't miss the question. That's my best friend.
What's her name?
That's how you can tell someone is trying to make up the connection.
I'm not lying. My name is Angelina.
Yeah. I never heard
it. I was Angelina. And best friends. Sometimes you forget the person's name.
Oh, friends.
Sir. 3 years. Ah. My dear, it's only been 3 months since you haven't seen this person. Where? Last year.
3 years
really.
And 3 months.
Like, it's only that 3 months. You know this person for 3 years? Mm. And it's been 3 months.
Angelina.
Best friend.
Angelina.
Okay,
we'll talk about it later.
At home.
Okay, so is that all? Elizabeth, any final words? How was your experience today, guys?
It was nice.
Fire. Okay.
It was fire.
It was nice because spend some time with mommy, talk.
4 hours.
And then tomorrow should not be here. Don't worry, she'll come back on Monday.
We don't care
about that. All right. Snitches get stitched.
I didn't know we had to do that.
So see you guys, I think maybe
see you one of these wonderful days. I think on Sunday, one of the Sundays, then we might come in and then we can also come and play music.
Yeah,
and then we come and do the Shocks Champion Challenge and then the what the dangerousness. But also, ladies and gentlemen, from me, the matriarch, and my offspring, I bid you guys farewell. I love you guys forever and a day. You guys are important to me. And I am so glad that I could extend this little universe of mine, my little people, to also come and show with us. So I will see you guys again.
Bye.
Love you.
Bye. Subscribe.
The views and opinions expressed by